It's time for Rowan County High School football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And this evening from the Marvin Moore Multipurpose Complex, Paul Ousley Stadium and Viking Field on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School, it's senior night for the football Vikings as they play host to Boyd County in a key district contest. Color One, I'm Randy Stacy. Jared Stacy will be along with the play-by-play shortly. And right here on WIVY 96.3 and WIVYradio.com. Rowan County is 1-6 on the season, 0-2 in the district. The Vikings are coached by Kelly Ford. Boyd County, coached by Evan Ferguson, is 3-4 overall, 1-2 in the district. Since 1998, Rowan County leads the series between the two teams, 13-8. Both of these teams have lost district contests to Ashland and to Johnson Central. Boyd owns a win over Greenup County, a team that Rowan County will play next week up in Lloyd. Our pregame show will continue with our pregame talk with Coach Kelly Ford after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The pregame show continues now with Round County Coach Kelly Ford. And Coach, we've come to senior night. As I said just a few moments ago, senior night can be a distraction or it can be a positive thing. But hey, you always like to honor the kids that have put the time in.
Oh, absolutely. And just like any other group, this is a good group of seniors heading out on us. Most of them has been with us for the 3-year, 4-year duration. We do have a lot of newcomer seniors out that joined the team this year, but for the most part, we're tickled to death of those guys, and I want to thank my senior parents and my booster club. They've made it a great week for these guys, getting those goodies and gifts every day after practice, and they fed them one time after practice this week. So, and then we'll finish up with the coach's dinner on Thursday at B-Dubs.
How are you going to do senior this year?
It's going to be pregame, and they'll start announcing at 7 o'clock. They'll have the band. Band's going to go first, and cheerleaders, and then football. So we'll hit the field early on Friday. We'll start our warm ups probably at 6, so we can get off and get set up for the festivities.
What do you see most of the time with senior football players? I know different sports are different things, but when they come out for their senior night, I've often thought the football guys were always ready to play.
Oh, absolutely. And we had a great week of preparation. We have, everybody at practice this week. The season that we're having, and it's been a rocky road, but, these kids still keep coming back because, they love their teammates. They love coming in, and, locker room is still great. All around the program is still great. But at the end of the day, these guys going off for the last time, playing their last home game on their field, that is something because, you tell kids all the time, you only get 4 years to play this game, guaranteed. And most of these seniors going out has completed that task.
What did you do in practice this week? Anything different or just a regular week?
It's a regular week for us. We did our preparation on Sunday. We had a good day Monday, Tuesday. Even our JV played on Monday, defeated Bourbon County 32-6. And, those guys practice and service the varsity before they played. That's something we do a lot because the lack of numbers that, a lot of our kids, our team's so young, so most of them plays JV freshman anyway. So they did that. So, as far as the weeks go, we've had good preparation. Everybody's been flying around. Having fun, been getting after each other. So, hopefully it'll carry over to the game on Friday.
Injuries are not too bad a situation for this week.
No, the only injury we had last game against John Central is Abram. Whenever we had the snap over the head punt and kid fell on his wrist, a little bruised up, but he got an X-ray and it was all negative, so he's good to go.
Maybe got one freshman that's going to be out.
Yeah, Nate Hale will be out Friday. He's had a tremendous game on Monday and ended up breaking his toe on Monday against Bourbon. But he's going to be week to week, according to Mandy. So I figure she would probably hold him out this week to try to get him back for next week.
That's it for segment one with Coach Kelly Ford. We'll be back and talk about Boyd County after this on WIVY. We'll be right back.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings. Perfect for truck beds, brush guards, farm equipment, boats, trailers, and more. Line X of Moorhead also has truck accessories, including bed covers, hitches, and nerf bars. Avoid damage from rust and everyday wear and tear. Call 784-1155 and protect your investment for life. Mention this ad and get 10% off your Line X protective coatings. Line X of Moorhead, located off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMooreheadKY.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Here's segment two with Coach Kelly Ford in Boyd County. They sort of been a little bit of a yo-yo, but they have one outstanding quarterback.
Yeah, Holbrook is, you know, one of the, you know, top quarterbacks in our district, along with Greenup County and along with Ashland. I mean, we got some really good quarterbacks that's going through our system right now. He's a kid that sees the field very well. He can also beat you with his legs. So he's a dual threat guy, and he throws the ball really well.
What do you do when the guy who's calling the signals, you know, obviously leads them in passing, but is also by far their leading rusher?
Well, we got to play responsibility football. You got to read your keys. You got to, you know, can't over pursue. You can't over penetrate. You got to play, square to the line of scrimmage. These guys, you know, they do things so well. Coach Ferguson, he'll have them ready. He's every year he brings something out a little different. But he'll have them ready. But, you know, on us, we've got to contain him. I really think that team goes the way Holbrook goes. So if we can contain him, we'll definitely have a shot to win this football game.
It's kind of funny, you know, that they got one guy that really sticks out on offense, and then they've got the number 11. He's really a good defensive player.
Yeah, he's leading them in tackles. I know he has 51 tackles. Dakota Thompson's his name. Really good football player. I know he came back off an injury last year, and he's a really good football player defensively. And we'll have to definitely keep our eye on him. We've definitely got to block him because he's going to be flying around. He's a two-way guy. I mean, it seems like that kid never gets tired. I mean, he's always coming at you. But, you know, overall, you know, they have gave up a lot of points this year. I think teams have found some things that works against them. But we'll definitely throw every punch we got. You know, this is a must-win for us. We always talk about those. You know, our guys, we tell them this week, you know, we win this one, win that, and that next week, we're 3-seed going to play Mason. Still a lot of football to be played, and, you know, we just got to continue to, you know, try to win off these next three.
What's their setups, offense and defense?
Offensively, they're full spread. You're going to see a lot of empty, a lot of trips, a lot of 2x2. They'll run the football with Holbrook, too, and run like a lot of quarterback power, little GT schemes up front. And then defensively, they're going to be more of a 5-2 and 4 in the back end, kind of like our old Oakey type of defense, where they'll give you a Shea 5-9 to your strong side. So, you know, they – you know, they're physical, but, you know, they that's the thing about it. This game, again, will go back to the guys in the trenches, who's going to win that in the trenches.
You've struggled with a couple of teams lately, and obviously Ashland and Johnson Central are really good, but their lines have caused you problems because they're all veterans.
Yeah, better, bigger, stronger, and faster. And, you know, that's part of growing up when you have such a young team. And, you know, we weathered through that storm. You know, we came out pretty much injury-free, which is a big plus, because when you play back-to-back tough teams like it, that's one thing that goes through your mind is injuries. But, our guys, you know, to the challenge, they still challenge, they still play, but you know at the end of the day, if you can't see that we was just out man, it's a whole totally different story.
Not really anything that's a surprise that you all are running a lot of clock, a lot of play clock down. And have teams changed the way they defended you since you started doing that?
They've loaded the box. They know we're going to run the football. We're trying to limit possessions. We're trying to give ourselves a chance to, put those 8 and 9 minute drives together. It's over to limit their teams on the offensive side, especially, you know, like Boyd County, they're explosive offensive team. So, they'll go for the home run balls. They'll throw the short stuffs, and then, they'll double move you and try to, beat you deep downfield.
I always ask the keys.
Well, number one, we've got to be physical up front. We put a lot on our young linemen, but if we're going to be successful in this game here, we definitely got to win the battle up front. We've got to, one, can't turn the ball over. We got to make sure we taking care of the football, and three, we just got to go tackle, go make plays, and go tackle.
Our pregame show will continue after this on WIVY.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
You'll be falling into savings all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead with these specially priced items. USDA Our Family Whole Frying Chickens are just 99 cents a pound. A 3-pound bag of Clementine Oranges, only $3.99. And select varieties of Our Family Canned Vegetables are just a dollar. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
IGA.
Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Well, we have had senior night here, and it took a little while to get the seniors done, and then we got into the national anthem, came up about 2 or 3 minutes later than was on the schedule. It's Randy Stacy along with Jared Stacy. Our halftime feature will feature Kayla Stafford, the director of the RCSHS drama activities. And at the end of tonight's game, we will select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. Boyd County, again, 3-4 overall, 1-2 in the district. They defeated South Point, Ohio, then lost to Bell County, lost to East Carter, defeated Mason County, lost to Johnson Central, defeated Greenup County, and lost to Ashland Blazer. Round County, 1-6, opened with a loss to Lawrence County, then a loss to East Carter, defeated Bath County back on September 1st, and has since lost to Fleming County, Mason County, Ashland Blazer, Johnson Central, and tonight playing Boyd County. And the district is pretty much stacked with Ashland and Johnson Central at the top, and the other three teams and remaining. And they will battle over these next 2 weeks for the final two spots in the district playoffs. Certainly tomorrow, we want to mention that Moorhead State will be here on WIVY, 2 o'clock kickoff at Valparaiso. Chuck Mraz and Jason Blanton. 7:30 tomorrow night, it'll be Kentucky and Missouri on WKCA and also on the SEC Network. And the Bengals will play at 1 against the Seahawks on Sunday. Again, we mentioned Ashland has the week off among all the Round County opponents. The referees tonight, Blaine Hughes, umpire Justin Royster, head linesman Davey Fields, line judge Jason Bradshaw, and the back judge will be Justin Middleton. We're set to go. Boyd County, the Lions, against the Round County, the Vikings, after this on WIBY.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Just heard that McDonald's commercial. Tomorrow, Randy will be at the McDonald's beside the hospital there in town, and it will be the Viking Sports Extra. I don't have any insight, Randy. You're going to have to fill me in as well. Who we got on the docket tomorrow?
Well, we had some folks from Clearfield Elementary. I think we're going to have some folks from Rodburn this week. We may have some golfers in. You never know about golfers because sometimes you get in a tournament and you come. But they were really hopeful of having Athena Singh and Will Jones in there, maybe Coach Sloan back, but we'll just, you know, see how it goes, and then have some football.
Well, I can say one thing about Coach Sloan, and this is kind of a quick plug. I'm going to go ahead and pull up my information here, make sure that I give the most up-to-date info. Hold off on talking about that just yet, but not sure on some of the info that some people may not be aware of, so I don't want to spoil anything for anyone tuned in. But here in this one, Round County, not going to say it's a must-win, but it's a pretty close to a must-win if you want to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, and the reason being is if you use the RPI as the tiebreaker, it's going to be hard for Round to get that tiebreaker where they need to. So, if you had two teams finish, RPI really figures in.
Oh, it's impossible to sit here and, yeah, and try to decipher all the scenarios given the tiebreakers and RPI involved. Russell at Bath County, Lewis County at East Carter, West Carter at Fleming, Johnson Central at Greenup County. Raceland is hosting Paris, Lawrence County at Powell County, and Paintsville at Pikeville. Last night, Mason County picked up a massive, and by massive, I mean point differential, victory over Grant County. I didn't see a final 50-8, 60-8, something like that.
And tomorrow at noon, Kentucky-Missouri might not be the best football game in Lexington tomorrow.
Bryan Station
and Frederick Douglass play.
Jogging out onto the field for Boyd County, Maverick Boyd. We'll kick this one off from right to left as Drake and Watson will be back to return. Round County, black uniforms, dark green helmets with silver RC on the side, dark green lettering and numerals with white trim. Boyd County, red helmets, lettering and numerals with white pants and white tops.
Numbers might be an issue tonight, but they wanted to wear their black ones.
As Boyd will hit a dribbler right down the middle of the field, and Cross is going to get that at the 17, running towards the near sideline, has it across the 25, splits a two tacklers, gets to the 30, to the 35, and that's where he'll be pushed out. And for Round County, that was Cameron Cross. Want to make sure that I'm specific there. Pushed out of bounds on the play by Hunter Hedrick. So Round County will start 1st and 10 from their own 36.
May see a little more action for the youngest of the Cross folks tonight.
The eldest of the Cross children actually graduated with me back in 2011. Daryl, a multi-sport, very talented athlete, played at the next level. As Round County will hand it off, first play from scrimmage, handoff goes to JT Judd coming around the right edge, and he gets halfway home for a first down, gain of 5, maybe 6. Drugged down there by Cameron Collins, 5'10", 165, coming from a defensive back position. And Boyd County coming off a loss to Ashland Blazer, 43-15. Round County riding 4 losses in a row. They've only scored 8 points in their last 3 games. Competition, though, has been tough. Mason County, Ashland, Blazer, Johnson Central. 2nd and 4. It's a direct snap to Judd. Judd runs off left tackle and gains a couple. We're going to have 2nd down and a few for, or 3rd down, rather, and a few. Round County from their own 43, opening drive. We're 1 minute in here on Viking Hill. 44-yard line, 3rd down and 2.
That beast formation, it's from Auburn, but it really hadn't worked for Round County much, and a lot of that has to do with the big linemen across the other side of the football.
They will line up in that beast formation. 4 players in the backfield, and it will be a direct snap to Judd. Judd following blockers around the right edge, and he will get the first down, and across midfield he goes. Pushed out of bounds by Cole Hicks into Lion territory. Go the Vikings. Good first drive developing here by Round County. Taking a look at the rushing yards, Judd now over 250 yards on the season, leads the team in rushing touchdowns with 3. So 1st and 10 from the Boyd County 48. Hamilton leads the team in rushing with 275 yards, 2 touchdowns. Beast formation. Richardson will go in motion, and they will pitch it. Judd to Richardson, running to the left side, to the far sideline, has it across the 45, across the 40, and another first down for Round County. Will Richardson with the nice run there. He's over 75 yards on the season now.
Do you think that was a pass?
That would be considered a pass, yes. Judd would, I said it was a pitch, but a forward pass is technically how it's going to be scored. And if I'm not mistaken, recently that changed in the scoring column, and or scorebook, if you will. 35-yard line of Boyd County, Round County 1st and 10. 4 players in the backfield again. Judd will be set to get the snap. Judd will take the snap following 3 blockers to the right, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. That play was busted, and it was busted by Tackett.
By the Lions.
Also in on the help, John Jackson, 5'10", 180 pounds, coming from a linebacker position. And also want to mention Nate Manning as well.
Nate Manning, that nose tackle, nose guard, he's a strong individual.
And he has a lot of speed. He was quick on that play.
He's not huge.
Yeah, very, very quick to get there to Judd. Loss of three, second and 13. We're 2 minutes in here. Paul Usley Stadium, Viking Field. He'll snap to Norton, hand off to Judd, and it's a reverse to Richardson. Richardson following Norton, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage before he's going to be wrapped up there by Boyd County's Cole Hicks, and the first hit was by John Jackson. He gets 1 yard past the original line of scrimmage, and third down and 9 coming up. Four down territory almost for certain, wouldn't you agree, Randy?
I would think so. Pick up a four, so third and 9, yeah.
Third and 9, ball just inside the 40, touching the 30, or make that rather, 35, touching the 34, excuse me.
Middle linebacker Dakota Thompson, 5'11", 195, senior, leads this team in tackles, but John Jackson certainly is right behind him.
Norton jogs in as he gets the play from the sideline. Judd to his left, Richardson a tight end right, and a receiver right. Quick pass out to Owen Wright. He makes one man miss, stays on his feet, gets across the 35 to the 30 where he's pushed out of bounds, and a little scuffle breaking out, official quickly breaking that up as Owen out of bounds near the 30. We'll see where they spot it. Pushed out by Collins for Boyd County, and we're going to have a fourth down and 5 coming up. Ball sits on the right hash 30-yard line of Boyd County. Brown County will go for it. Obviously, Round County really doesn't have a field goal kicker that can kick it this far, but I think even if you do have a field goal kicker that can kick it this far, statistics and the analytics may still tell you to go for it.
Those analytics tell you that actually going for it on fourth down is probably better than going on third down, more efficient.
Right hash, two receivers left, one right, Richardson tight end left. Norton in the shotgun, Judd off his left hip. Fourth down and 5. Norton trying to draw Boyd County offsides with a hard count. He does not. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Round County. We'll break as well. Round County, big fourth down early in this one when we come back here on WIBY.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Norton will go under center now, 4th and 5, Round County from the Boyd County 30. Norton takes the snap, turns and hands off to Judd, and he's not going to get it. He'll gain positive yardage, but nowhere near the first down marker. He gets down to the 28. Boyd County holds strong on 4th down, and they will take over on downs from their own 28. Never had a chance there, Randy.
Didn't like the play. I'm just going to be honest. I did not like the play. He did not have a chance.
He turned handoff to Judd, who was trying to get around the right edge. Had a couple blockers out there, but there were flat-out more Lions than Vikings on that right side. And it will be from the left hash now, Boyd County moving from right to left. And they will jog out onto the field with quarterback Rhett Holbrook. Holbrook, 6'3", 185. Over 1,200 yards passing on the season, 13 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
1,700-plus total offensive yards.
Yeah, he's their leading rusher, too, by more than 200 yards. As he will take the snap and put it right in the lap of that running back, Dakota Thompson, first play of this drive, and he'll gain 3 yards out past the 30. Get Lane Hughes, our referee. Lane, a good friend of mine. Good to see him. Lane, a basketball official as well.
I think he's coming back our way in basketball this season. Sweet.
Lane's flip-flopped around a few different regions and areas officiating. As Holbrook, three-step drop. Good coverage. He'll step into the pocket and fire it down the field, and it's going to be incomplete. Cole Hicks down past midfield, incomplete, and he wouldn't have been able to catch that anyways as he went out of bounds. And didn't really look like he was pushed out of bounds, but I know that was an incompletion, Randy, but that was a pretty throw watching Holbrook step into that pocket and let it fly.
And he did a great job of stepping up in the pocket because he looked like he had some rushers coming at him, but he just, he avoided big, you know, I know it's early in the game, but this is a big play right here.
Holbrook, a junior, a third down upcoming, third and seven. And I agree with Randy. Round County has not had the best of starts the last few games. Holbrook flushed out of the pocket, has it across the 30, spins out of a tackle, and will be not able to miss that second one as he is going to be drugged down on the play. Looks like Hamilton it is, well short of the first down at the 34, and the punting unit for Boyd County will come on.
And number 60, Dominic Justice. All going on the
back line. For Boyd County. We'll see who they send out. Normally it is Crum. It will be. Gary Crum, 6'4 senior, and we've got a flag on the play.
Substitution infraction?
Yep. And Randy sees the substitution infraction.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, maybe
5. There's 12 on the field still. Somebody's going to have to get off the field. And it's amazing it's taken this long that a coach upstairs for Boyd County didn't notice that. And jogging off, not saying he's the guilty party, but Landon Felix is the one that jogs off. So now we'll back it up to the 27 as Watson standing inside his own 40. And this is going to be punted away, and it's crushed. That's going to be at the 35. Watson will get it, and Watson's going to shred one tackler. Cuts back at the 40, running to the near sideline, 45, out past midfield. He's going to be walloped out of bounds. Huge hit there for Boyd County's Jack Hogston. And that will be in Boyd County territory. Round County will start first and 10, and I'm going to knock on wood, but this is a completely different Round County team than we've seen of late, Randy.
There's a bit of a mismatch on the line. It's just not as big a difference as it's been the last two games.
From the 49, Round County Ryan Hash, first and 10. Happy to have you along here. Scoreless, 7:15 left first quarter. Shotgun for Norton, two receivers left, one right. Norton, three-step drop, quick pass over the middle, and it is going to be dropped off the hands of Owen, 8 yards past the line of scrimmage, and he slaps the turf. That's going to be one he thinks he should have had.
Maybe he placed himself in the wrong seam of the zone, but anyway, a little bit of miscommunication.
We were talking about the games around the state earlier. So many important games involving Kentucky teams. Morehead State can get to 500 in the conference and 500 overall. Morehead State, or UK rather, has a huge game against Missouri, who's playing solid football. And Louisville, are they going to have a letdown game after the big win against Notre Dame? As Round County hands off for no gain to JT Judd.
No gain on the
third down upcoming.
We got third and 10.
Ball sits on that right hash on the 49 as Norton jogs back from the sideline, getting the play call. We'll see if Round County elects to air it out here. Three receivers in the formation. Richardson tight end left. Judd in the backfield, Norton back to pass, and he's going to be flushed out of the pocket. And there's a lot of contact there on the pass over the middle. And that's going to be intended for Birchfield, incomplete. As Norton was hit as he threw it, we're going to have fourth down, and the punting unit will come on. For Boyd County, going back will be Cole Hicks and also Caleb Kelly. Drake will be the one to punt. Drake will stand at his own 38-yard line. Round County needs a big punt here. Ball right at midfield as this punt is going to be blocked. It is blocked by Boyd County's Josh Hogston and picked up by Drake at the 32, and Boyd County's going to have it first and 10.
Left side of the line just got manhandled.
Drake Hogston, 6'2 senior, blocked it with his chest almost. And Boyd County from the Round County 35, to be exact. Ball right hash will be where they start. Past midway, almost to the midway point, rather. 6-17, first quarter. We're scoreless, but Boyd County with by far the best field position for any team here tonight.
It's easy to say that block punt was a big deal, but the three offensive plays that Round County ran, they did not even crack the line of scrimmage. That's the big thing that happened here.
Holbrook will be in the shotgun, fake the handoff, quick pass, dump off right to Collins, who's going to be dropped for a loss.
It was Buster Sod made that tackle.
He just slipped.
Yep.
But he will lose a lot. What yard on the play? I was looking to see who you spotted as a tackler, but you're going to have to give that to the 31-yard line or 36-yard line over there. Three receivers left. Tight end right. Holbrook in the backfield, running back off his left hip. Holbrook, three-step drop, steps into the pocket. Holbrook is going to try to escape the pocket, and he is going to be slung down from behind for another loss of one or two. Can't really see who it is on the tackle. These numbers, folks, are almost impossible to pick up. Looks like that it's Dominic Justice. I'll describe these numbers for you. These are all black uniforms with a dark, dark, dark green for numbers and lettering with a thin white line for trim. Boyd County's, rather, their numbers are about as small as you can have on the back of those jerseys, and they're just red, no trim or anything. So it's not the easiest at all, and I have pretty good vision, too, to say the least. Third and 12 from the Round County 37. Holbrook trying to escape the pocket. Holbrook is going to be drug down from behind once again by Justice, and here comes a fourth down upcoming and long.
I don't think their kicker has this kind of range, so I would expect Boyd County to go for it.
I would think you would be right. And taking a look at the stats, Randy, Boyd County has not made a field goal because it's hard to make a field goal when you've never attempted a field goal. And they have not attempted one this year.
But their kicker, Boyd, actually 27 of 31 on PATs, though.
Interesting. So fourth down and 7. Boyd from the bat around County 32. Two receivers each direction. Running back in the backfield. Holbrook back to pass. Holbrook slings it down the sideline, and it's the near sideline over the head of the intended receiver, Cole Hicks, and it's a turnover on downs. Round County will take over from their own 32, and they hold strong. Power Star Tractors from Montgomery Tractor have an unbeatable combination of power and utility. With 69 to 100 PTO horsepower, Power Star Tractors will handle jobs in the field, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Increase your productivity with the best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort. Plus, choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your needs. Find the Power Star at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Beast formation as we are scoreless. 4:06 left first quarter as the snap will go direct to JT Judd with four players in the backfield with him. He follows three of them to the left side, has it across the 35 to the 30, 40, 45, pushed out at midfield. JT Judd doing a nice job following those blockers out of the backfield, and Caleb Kelly shoves him out, and he will be just shy of midfield. Round County 49-yard line, left hash, first and 10.
Student body left. You see that from the University of Texas when they'd have that many blockers out in front.
Big Blue Madness going on currently at Rupp Arena for the Kentucky Wildcats and Coach John Calipari. Round County first and 10 in that beast formation. Judd once again will get the... And we're going to have an offsides called on Boyd County. Somebody jumped. It looked like 54, Nate Manning. And it will be a free 5 yards into Boyd County territory. We'll go Round County.
Boyd County 46-yard line, first and 5 for the Vikings.
Judd will drop the snap, and Judd's going to just fall on it wisely. Smart play there to just fall on it. Second down and about 9 upcoming on a loss of 4. And I think you'd have to give blame 50-50 there, Randy. 50% on the center, 50% on Judd. I think the snap could have been better, and I think Judd could have easily got it as well.
Yeah, he tried to get it too quickly. when it's on the field, make sure you get it first, then see what you can do.
Senior night here on Viking Hill. And Mark Kidd's tennis tournament looks like it's wrapping up for day number one. Second down and nine. Judd from midfield. Judd running left. Cuts back at midfield and will lean forward and maybe get 1 yard past midfield. Drug down by Manning, who just committed that penalty. It'll be third down and eight upcoming.
Third and eight for the Vikings.
Since 2009, Round County has won 12 of the 15 matchups against Boyd County. Before 2009, Boyd County had won 6 of 7. So this series is a game of runs, to say the least. Boyd County won 5 in a row. Round County won 5 in a row, two separate times. And Boyd County looking for their second victory in a row after they won a defensive struggle last year, 14-7. And what was one of the more uglier games you may witness. Neither team really was at their A game, if you will. Third down and eight, snap to Judd. He's going to go back to pass, looking to find Norton, and it's going to be incomplete. And here comes a flag from the back judge, and we're going to have holding called on Boyd County, and this is going to be a first down for Round County. Boyd County coaching staff do not like it, led by Evan Ferguson. I can see them arguing on the far sideline, and it will be a hold against Boyd County, and that's going to be a gift for Round County. First down for the Vikings. I'm not trying to be biased, but if you don't call the hold, you have to call the pass interference. Way too much contact for the Norton as he was being guarded. When I say guarded, I mean being defended on the coverage by Caleb Kelly, 5'11", 160. And Norton split out wide right again, the only receiver in the formation, as Judd from the 39-yard line will take the snap and hand it off to Owen. Owen will go down to the 35-yard line, gain of 4, second and 6. Under 2 minutes, first quarter, we're still scoreless. Second down, 6, ball left hash at Beast formation. Snap will go to Norton, pitch to Judd. He runs down to the 35, the line of scrimmage, and is hit hard. Getting up from the pile there is Marcus Lewis, 6'4", 200 pounds, and third down upcoming.
He was full speed ahead, and he stopped.
This is not the only senior night this weekend here in Moorhead. The Moorhead State women's soccer program at 1 o'clock on Sunday is having their senior night. They host Lindenwood, Eagles number 2 right now in the table in the Ohio Valley Conference. Really good year for Coach Fox and company. Again, that's 1 o'clock on Sunday up at the MSU soccer field, right behind the Academic Athletic Center on the campus of Moorhead State in town. Third down and 6. We're under a minute, first quarter. We're looking for our first points. Snap to Norton. Quick dump off is going to be complete to Owen and hits an open field tackle and a textbook open field tackle well short of the first down marker by Jason Ellis, 6'4", 195. He's a basketball player. I remember that name. And it will be fourth down and 8. And Round County looks like they're going to send on the punting unit, trying to pin Boyd County back deep. Clock rolling with 22 seconds. I like the punt here.
I don't think they have to worry about punting it here. I think they can let the clock run out and then do it to start the quarter.
Still scoreless here on Viking Hill. First quarter has come to a close. Second quarter between the Lions and the Vikings when we come back.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Cave Run Bingo Hall down in Farmers. Every Friday and Saturday night. First ball drops at 7. Gates open a couple hours before. Pull tabs, virtual, and the real kind as well.
Queen of Hearts over $12,000.
Get your name drawn in a raffle. You could walk out of there with a good amount of change. And your car paid off. Fourth down, Round County's got the punting unit on. They are punting from the Boyd County 37. Drake, it's a fake. Actually, it's not. It's a rugby-style kick. Looked like he was faking it, but he rugby-style kicks it, and it's going to be returned from the 10-yard line and tackled out at the 19-yard line will be Cole Hicks. That was a really, really nice rugby-style kick.
I tell you what, if Cam Cross had been able to get away from the defender.
And wow. Oh. They called roughing the kicker. Oh, wow. The flag is laying on the head of the Viking, Randy. Yep. No wonder we didn't see the flag. It was blending in with the logo. The flag laid on the 45-yard line. Drake was hit. I saw him down on the ground, but I thought that was where he fell by punting it rugby style. But that's going to be a first down all the way down to the 22. Here I was talking about my vision being good, and I missed a flag right in front of my face.
I really think that he might have actually been looking to see if Cross could have gotten free out there, but he was being held, and he didn't get free, but hey, it worked out all right.
Round County from the Boyd County 22 after the roughing the kicker. It is going to be a handoff to Judd, and he's going to lose some yardage.
J.P. Judd on the carry.
Boyd County read that like a book.
They got to do some counters. They got to take that away from Boyd County.
Four or five Lions read that like they knew the play as Judd. 5'10", 165.
When they have five guys out there, they've got to make them pay, and it's going to be with a counter play or a reverse. And the reverses work pretty good in this game so far.
Loses a couple. Back to the 24. Ball sits right in the middle of the field in Boyd County territory. 10 players in the box for Boyd County. It is a reverse as they hand it to Judd, then back off to Richardson. Richardson's going to be swarmed at the line of scrimmage by three Lions.
No gain on the play.
You could have thrown a blanket over 10 of those Boyd County Lions, Randy. They were so bunched up there. And Round County goes with the reverse. Lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up 3rd and 12.
But no questions. This is 4-down territory, so it's not like you have to call a pass play or whatever for 12, 13 yards. You're going to go for it on 4th down.
Well, as the saying goes, you run it on 3rd down, you're almost certainly going to go for it on 4th down. So we'll see what they elect to do here on 3rd and 12 from the right hash. Norton will take the snap. Quick pass down the sideline, and it's over the head of Owen. Coverage on the play by Jason Ellis. 6'4 for Ellis. Owen 6'2. Two tall ones there on that matchup, but the pass just over the head.
It was a replay, and the right receiver and the quarterback read different things.
Round County mentioned 4-down territory, so the offensive unit no doubt going to stay on the field. And it will be 4th down from the 24.
Ooh, a lot of receivers. Oh, one of them came off the field.
Two receivers left, tight end right, and receiver right. From the right hash, Norton, three-step drop, is going to sling it down the field, and Drake is not going to be able to get back to it. He's looking for the pass interference. Matt Hamilton is down at the 5-yard line pleading for a pass interference. Drake could never get back to the ball as Cole Hicks was on the coverage. And Matt Hamilton thought for sure there should have been a flag on the play. A turnover on downs, 1st and 10 from their own 24. Boyd County will take over.
24-yard line.
Second quarter.
0-0. You see the end of the West Virginia Houston game last night?
I certainly did, and why I did, I don't know, but I think I just saw the second to last, the penultimate touchdown, and then I saw the final touchdown.
Snapping the handoff on first down and being dropped in the backfield is Cole Hicks.
I'm
going to see who's getting the love there. That is going to be getting the tackle in the backfield, Dominic Justice, at a 2-yard loss.
Good senior night for that young man so far.
Houston's coach is Dana Holgerson, former coach at West Virginia. West Virginia,
and he's on the hot seat.
Yeah,
and he thought he was down. He came back and got it, and then lost the game.
West Virginia was up 4.
Yeah.
Houston threw a Hail Mary.
Yep.
And won the game. Holbrook on 2nd down and 12 takes a snap, pass out in the flat, and that's going to be near the first down marker, getting pushed out of bounds. Is the receiver Derek Crum, 6'4", 200. And it was a Hail Mary from 50-plus yards that bounced off the hands of a couple players, and Holgerson and the Houston Cougars, I believe they're the Cougars, got the victory over West Virginia. West Virginia coach. Forget his name off the top of my head. Holgerson, he maybe got another year on the contract last night with the excitement on that play. 3rd down and 2. Holbrook fakes the handoff and pulls it, runs around the left edge and gets the first down. Shoestring tackled across the 40. New set of chains. Good shoestring tackle there. Cameron Cross, gosh, these numbers are tough to see, folks. Grayson Smith, actually.
Grayson Smith on the initial contact.
So from their own 42. I've even got a good old pair of Bushnells up here, and it's still tough. And no, that's not a plug. From their own 42, Boyd County hands it off to Collins, and he's got room across midfield to the 40. Shreds a tackler, 30, 20. Can he get there? He won't. He'll be pushed out of bounds by Jackson Hamilton inside the red zone at the 10. It'll be 1st and goal for Boyd County. Huge run there by Cameron Collins.
By Jackson Hamilton for the Vikings.
Collins on the season, 5 touchdowns rushing. Also has over 100 yards receiving, and it will be 1st and goal, Lions. 8:43, clock stopped. Holbrook will take the snap, hand it off to the running back, who runs almost untouched right up the middle. Dakota Thompson, touchdown Boyd County. That one looked easy for Thompson. 6 touchdowns on the season, and he's over 300 yards rushing now. On to attempt the extra point will be Maverick Boyd. Good snap, good hold, kick up, and the kick is good. 7-0, 8:39, 2nd quarter, Boyd County strikes first here on WIBY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
That. 7-0. Boyd County strikes first. We'll have the drive details after this kickoff as it is sent away, and Deshaun Watson will let it bounce and field it from the 5. Watson takes it across the 10 to the 15, where he's going to be crushed by Cameron Collins. And Round County will have a not really good field position inside their own 20 to start this drive.
Five plays, 76 yards, a minute 26. Dakota Thompson, 10 run. Boyd, kick.
That was as, like, few words as possible. Reminds me of Kevin from The Office. What's that phrase he says? Why use lot word when less word do trick? First and 10, Round County from their own 17. If you had an Office quote on your bingo card tonight for the broadcast, you can go ahead and mark that spot off. Beast formation with four players in the backfield. Though it'll be a direct snap to Judd. Judd runs right up the middle. Judd's got a lot of room. Judd across the 20 to the 30. Judd to the 40 across midfield. Will be tackled from behind by Cameron Collins. JT Judd looked like he may be dropped at the line of scrimmage. Somehow squeaked through in a huge gain. That's going to be from the 17 all the way down to the 44 of Boyd County. Exactly what the doctor ordered after Round County gave up that touchdown.
39-yard run.
Forty-four-yard line of the Lions. Round County will have its same formation. Norton is in a wide receiver position out to the left, as Judd will take the snap and run right up the middle, and Judd's going to go nowhere this time on the tackle for Boyd County. In the 70s, it's 73, Gavin Miller. Gain of one.
Give the freshman credit. He saw what was in front of him, and he just tried to run through him. Impossible situation, but he gave it what he had.
Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy, happy to have you along here for, so far, what's been a good matchup here in KHSA 4A, District 6. High school football. Judd will take the direct snap, following blockers to the left side, and he's going to go nowhere. John Jackson on the tackle. And that ball was on the left hash, and Round County brought three blockers plus Judd to that near sideline. Just nowhere to run. I think that's a play you should look to maybe take to the open field more often than not.
No chance.
And Randy's saying no chance of that play working. Nope. Not no chance to my comment about
open
field.
You're wrong twice, so just no chance. They had no chance to, on that play.
And we have an official's timeout taken by Lane Hughes. The official Lane Hughes tapping his chest there.
Timeout on the field.
And I believe Mr. Royster's headset, one of the officials, may be messed up. It looks like they may be looking at that. Either way, though, we'll mention a few games in the area tonight. Russell at Bath County. That game can be heard over on our sister station, 107.7. Lewis County at East Carter, West Carter at Fleming County. That Fleming County game, you can catch that over on WFLE. At 95.1, I believe, over in Fleming County. Johnson Central at Greenham County, Paintsville at Pikeville, Lawrence County at Powell County, and Paris at Raceland.
Tucker Fannin looks like he had an ankle issue.
Okay.
May have helped him off the field.
So third down and 10, Round County will have it from the Boyd County 44. Prime time, in prime time tonight.
Really?
Yeah. It is prime time in prime time. Stanford at Colorado. Colorado, a 12.5-point favorite. 10 o'clock over on ESPN. Stanford, not a very good football team this year. 1-4. Third down play. Norton in at quarterback. Takes the snap, rolling out to the right. Passes it down the field, and it's going to be intercepted. Picked off by Caleb Kelly at the 25-yard line, and he'll be pushed out of bounds. And Boyd County gets the turnover. Great coverage, jumping in front of the receiver. It was Owen, the intended receiver. And at the 27-yard line, Boyd County will have it first and 10. First and 10 from that left hash. And Holbrook, the quarterback, in the backfield with him is Collins. Receiver each direction, two tight ends right. One of those tight ends kind of tucked in as a flanker as they will hand it to Collins, and Collins has all kinds of room to run. Collins to the 40. Across midfield, Collins is going to go all the way. Collins runs it in for six. 73 yards, and he was barely even touched, if any. 13-0, Boyd County leading. Well, that was quick.
Yep.
Both literally and figuratively.
12 seconds drive. It's on a 73-yard run.
Boyd on for the extra point. 6.5 left, second quarter, 13-0. Boyd County's trying to turn this one around in a big way. Kick up. Kick good, 14-0. Lions kick off to the Vikings when we come back.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Maverick Boyd set to kick this one off after a 73-yard touchdown run by Cameron Collins. Three players back to return. Cameron Cross, Josh Drake, and Deshaun Watson, as Watson's going to watch this one go into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback.
Into the end zone. For the touchback.
Don't say that too often in high school football, but take it out to the 20-yard line, first and 10 for Round County.
Ball will be run out to about the 20-yard line. Where will be first down, Vikings. Well, you can get everybody. Yeah, you can get everybody.
First and 10 on a 14-0 game. Boyd County leading. Brown County will kick off to start the second half, making this drive even more important. And it will be Norton in the shotgun to start this drive. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff to Judd. Quick pass over the middle, complete. First down to Drake, tackled right at the first down marker. Josh Drake, that shoulder pad got tangled up. Jersey kind of hanging off the side of one of his teammates will fix that. And a new set of chains from the 30, first and 10 at their own 30.
First down, Vikings.
I'm going to be honest, too, not a bad crowd at all. And Jackson Baker coming to the rescue, giving the radio folks some water. First and 10. Norton will take the snap, pass out into the flat. It's going to be tipped, almost picked off, and that would have been a pick six. Cole Hicks slaps his helmet. That one should have been a pick six for Boyd County.
Second and 10 for the Vikings.
That will be a teaching moment in film coming on Sunday or Monday when they get together, Randy, because that one will be replayed a couple times as Norton threw that in between two Lions and stared it down. Kind of a double whammy there, and Round County's lucky for this not to be a 20-0 game and the Lions kicking an extra point. Norton takes the snap, hands off to Judd. It's a reverse to Cross. Cross gets it across the 35, hit at the 40, and we're going to have a flag on the near sideline in the area of holding. in an area that you would assume a hold. And it is going to be a hold. Lane Hughes signals that. And back this one up. We're going to replay second down. Some cold water, too. My goodness.
Yeah, what a tough break. You get it to the younger cross in space. And it must have been a pretty obvious, because Kelly Ford did not even walk from his spot. He was behind the play and didn't even go argue.
I was talking earlier about the eldest cross, Darrell, who graduated in 2011. He played at the next level at the Cumberlands. I didn't mention the school. The Pioneers, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Patriots.
There we go. This one, shotgun snap, pass to Owen on the right flat, and it's going to be complete. Good gain of 8-9 yards back past the original line of scrimmage where he's going to be drugged down there by Caden Butler. Third down and 8 upcoming in a 14-0 ball game, 5 minutes left, second quarter.
Ball on the 32-yard line.
Boyd County, a lot of fans making the trip down I-64.
Big game. This win puts them in the playoffs. With a win.
Third down, ball on the right hash, 8 to go. Norton breaks the huddle. Two receivers will go each direction. Norton has a running back right, low snap. Norton will line it up and fire it down the field, coming back to catch it, and it's incomplete, but you have to call pass interference there. Owen came back to try to catch it, and he was just straight manhandled by one of the Boyd County Lions. He still turned sideways, so I haven't been able to see a number. Can't argue that one at all.
Well, it was going to be on one of them. That's about the only, you know.
Caden Butler, 5'11", 185 on the pass interference, and that'll move it all the way down to the, or out to the 47 of Round County. So Norton will come in, 14-0 the score. Beast formation. Four players in the backfield. Snap to Norton. Pitch to Judd. Judd running around the 45 across midfield. Stays in bounds to the Lion 45, where he'll be run out of bounds there by Hicks and Ellis. Second down and 2 upcoming. Into Lion territory go the Vikings.
Pelfrey's wearing 50. I guess they don't have a 42 in this for him.
Shotgun formation. Handoff to Judd running right up the middle. Handoff from Norton, and he gets the first down. Now past the 43-yard line.
He gained a 3 on the play, and that is good for a first down.
14-0. Boyd County leading. Round County trying to find points. Ball on that left hash now at the 42. Four players in the backfield as Norton will take the snap, pitch to Judd, running right, and he dives back to the original line of scrimmage, but that knee was down for a short loss. Second and just past 10 upcoming. And the ball in the middle of the field in Boyd County territory, second and 11. Still quite a few teams undefeated in 4A. Chat about those after this play. Is Norton in the shotgun. One receiver right, two tight ends right. Norton takes the snap, passes to that receiver right. That is Owen. Owen has it across the 40, stays on his feet, down to the 30. Hops over a defender and out of bounds at the 28-yard line, first down Round County. Team's undefeated. Franklin County at 7-0, Covington Catholic, and Paducah-Tillman also at 7-0. Boyle County 7-0, along with Corbin. Ashland Blazer sits at 8-0, and Jeffersontown at 7-0, as we have a timeout on the field. Officials timeout. Looks like there's a Lion injured on that far sideline. RPI, the best team in the state in 4A, Franklin County, just a slight edge over Covington Catholic. But if you had to ask me, team right now to keep an eye on is always going to be Boyle County and Corbin as well. Corbin's got two players that are committed to the University of Kentucky. They were originally committed to Michigan and then flipped over to Kentucky, so don't let that RPI be the only thing you look at. First down and 10. Judd will be the one taking the direct snap. He'll pitch it to Richardson. Richardson going around the left edge, and he's going to be chased down from behind, and that's a big loss of 7. Chased by Nate Manning from behind, showing that speed. Not what you want on first down. Second and 17.
You know, I look at that, and I no disrespect to the Franklin County Flyers whatsoever, but I'm sorry. Catholic, Tillman, Boyle County Blazer, and Corbin? I would normally expect all those teams to be ahead of Franklin County.
Second and 17 on the left hash from the Lion 35. 14-0, Boyd County leading. Judd takes the direct snap and tries to pass it to the right sideline, and that one straight up slipped out of the hand. And third down and 17 upcoming. Only one team without a win in 4A, and it is Holmes, Covington Holmes. They've been outscored 367-30.
Wow.
That's almost hard to imagine, given some of the athletes that have come from Covington Holmes, especially on the basketball side of things, that they can't find enough players to you know, at least win a few games. It's truly, truly unbelievable. Used to be in Round County's district. Third and 17, Norton, the shotgun, rolling out right, looking. Norton throws it across the field, and it's going to be off the hands of Richardson inside the 10. And Richardson, he maybe would have scored if he reeled that one in. He can't believe it. Norton had his hands on his head. He thought that for sure should have been reeled in. And Will Richardson, he's going to wish he could have that one back. Clock stopped with 1:53. Fourth down, 17 to go. And Cross is going to come out onto the field. That is going to be Cameron Cross. And Norton will get the play from the sideline. Man, that would have been huge. At worst, Round County would have had it first and goal. Judd in the backfield. Two receivers will go each direction. Round County needs to get down inside the 20 to at least the 18. Norton takes the snap. Boyd County bringing the blitz. Norton looking. Norton heaves it down the sideline, and it is going to be incomplete. Looking for Cameron Cross, almost picked off by Caleb Kelly. And down inside the 5, that would have been interception number 2, and it's a turnover on downs. And Boyd County will get it from their own 35 with a minute 44 to play with and all three of their timeouts. Brown County will kick off to start half number 2. Fill us in on our halftime feature, Andy. I know you talked about it a little earlier, but go ahead and tease it a little bit.
Kayla Stafford, who is the director of Brown County's drama program, will be talking about everything they've got going. They have a art showcase coming up on the 26th. They've got a middle school play coming up, the Newsies. And I'll finish this in a moment.
Holbrook. Shotgun snap, dump over into the flat, complete to Collins, and he's going to be dropped quickly, short gain, as he was met as soon as he caught it by Josh Drake.
The play this winter will be December 7th, 8th, and 9th, and it will be the man who came to dinner. It's a Christmas play. Somebody comes to dinner and stays for a while.
Second and 8, Holbrook, 3 receivers right, 1 left, 3-step drop, flushed out of the pocket. There's a hold, 2 holds, maybe 3 holds Holbrook's going to cross it across the 40 down to the 45. And take your pick, any of the defensive linemen, or rather, excuse me, offensive linemen for Boyd County are going to get tacked for the hold. I saw a hold for sure from Marcus Lewis and for sure from Nate Manning.
One more mention, we're going to talk about it at halftime. We'll talk about the spring musical, Hello Dolly, this year for that. You can't believe how much a high school troop like this, a good high school troop, how much they have to pay for the musical rights to produce that play.
And a good program and a good performance all comes down to great leadership. So it'll be interesting to hear some of that insight from her at the half. They back it up 8 yards. Second down, 18 to go. Handoff in the backfield, and being dropped is Cameron Collins.
Ball carrier brought down the backfield by number 44, Will Richardson.
Richardson doing a nice job defensively, and Round County will take the timeout with 53 seconds left. And what brings up third and 18? Round County with one timeout remaining.
24, I believe. Just third and see.
What did I say?
What you said, 18.
Sorry.
That's what they had on the board.
Excuse me, third and 24, yep. You are correct.
It was the 18 to play before that, and they lost six more there.
Third and 24
when we return to play. Boyd County with it, third and really long, 14-0, less than a minute, first half. Reminder, if you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, ask that you please buckle up. I'd like to keep you a listener for a long time to come, and as the Hall of Famer Marty Brenneman always said for many years on the Reds Radio Network, if you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Reds gave us a little hope there at the end of the year.
Winning record.
David Bell, he catches some hate from some of the fans, but numbers can't lie. I can't remember the exact statistic, but three of the last four seasons he's had have really been better than what was expected, and front office members as well getting promotions. And great to see the Reds and WIBY here, 96.3, partner up moving forward to bring you Reds Network, Reds Radio Network here in the future. Third down, 24. Boyd County with it, and they lead by 14. That's from their own 21. And it is going to be a design draw. Holbrook has it across the 25 to the 30. He's going to shred a tackler, running up the sideline down to the 35. And that will make third and long turn into a fourth and, well, reasonable compared to what it was. He went out of bounds shy of the 35-yard line at the 33. So it'll be fourth down and 12, and he went out of bounds, so Round County doesn't have to take that last time out, as Boyd County is going to punt this one away.
Maverick Boyd on to kick the ball away.
Garrett Crum is on to punt. And he will take the snap, and this is going to be a line drive punt that is going to hit at the 35-yard line, take a Round County roll past the 30, all the way down where it will sit right on the wide at the 25 with 32 seconds left. We'll see what Round County elects to do. Round County with one timeout remaining, and they will kick off to start the second half.
First and 10 Vikings from their own 25.
I was watching the other day, flipping through the channels, and there was a Canadian football game on. And that is one sport that every time I watch it, they do something different that I did not know was allowed. I mean, every single time they do something, I go, man, that is a goofy rule. Round County looks like they will be somewhat aggressive here, trailing by 14, 32 seconds left till halftime. Snap and the handoff to Judd, over to Richardson, and he's going to pass it complete to Norton, and he's going to be walloped shy of the 30-yard line. There's a flag, it looked like, came from the far sideline.
Complete to Aiden Norton. Flag on the play.
We'll have to see what that flag is. It's against Round County because Boyd County is going to chat. One of the Boyd County coaches chat with Lane Hughes, and that looks like they will accept, and it will be a hold.
Holding against the Vikings.
24 seconds left. It will remain first down, and that hold will back it up to the 15. First and 20. 14-0 Boyd County leading. They won last year over Round County 14-7. I said it earlier, I am mighty impressed with this crowd. Four seconds, 3 seconds, Round County's not even going to take a snap. Halftime here at Paul Ousley Stadium, Viking Field. Boyd County struck twice, once from 10 yards out, once from 73 yards out, both on the ground. And that's what gives us our 14-0 score here on senior night. We'll send it back to Owen at the studio. Come back, Randy will give you some stats, and then we will have our halftime feature here on WIVY.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance here in Moorhead. Need some extra cash? Think Eagle Finance. Thinking about fixing up the house this fall or needing a few car repairs? Whatever the reason, come see us at Eagle Finance. We are located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at linexofmoorhead.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Well, in this one at the half, it is 14-0 Boyd County. Round County had most of the good things happen for them in the first quarter. They did have a punt block, but they came back and held Boyd County on downs after that. And then right at the end of the first quarter, actually the first play of the second quarter, Round County had the punt roughed, got the football first and 10 on the 22. And honestly, they did not get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. There was four plays and on downs, and none of the plays worked for whatever reason. And from that point on, Boyd County took over, because on the ensuing possession, Dakota Thompson scored on a 10-yard run almost untouched. That was with 8:39 to go in the second quarter. Maverick Boyd added the extra point. And a 5-play, 76-yard drive that took a minute and 26 seconds, and it was 7-0 Boyd County. Round County threw an interception on its next possession, and you know, was not the most positive thing to happen for them. And Boyd County came out and scored on the first play of the drive, a 73-yard Cameron Collins run. Boyd added the extra point, and just like that, in no time, Boyd County was up 14-0. Round County came back with the possession. It began at 6:25 of the quarter and did well, but got it down into the 35-yard line of Boyd County, but lost to the on downs. Boyd County had it one more time. Round County had it one more time. Nobody able to get anything done. And at the half, it's 14-0 Boyd County. Don't forget, at the end of tonight's game, we'll select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. And right now, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll have our halftime feature with Kayla Stafford, the director of Round County's drama activities. And I think you'll find it very, very interesting about what they do with those young people. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware has a lot to offer and a little bit of everything. We have ladders for those tall jobs and wheelbarrows for the dirty jobs. Tired of hand driving those nails? We have nail guns to save your thumbs. Drills are pretty much a household tool, and we have those too. We even have siding removal tools and Dremel tools. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
You'll be falling into savings all this week at Allen's IG in Moorhead with these specially priced items. USDA Bolus Beef Chuck Roast is only $5.49 a pound. Two large 52-ounce jugs of Simply Orange Juice are just $7. And the extra large green seedless grapes are only $1.88 a pound. Falling prices at Allen's IG, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Our halftime feature tonight is with Kayla Stafford, and I'll let you give your title, and in doing so, tell us everything that you do with the theater program. And we're fortunate to be right outside one of the best facilities a school could ever have, and that's their Performing Arts Center.
Absolutely. My name is Kayla Stafford, and I'm the director of the drama department here at the high school. And I also work with middle school students and elementary school students. This year, we are so excited to have a season that includes students from all ages in our district. I get to teach performing arts, drama, costuming, set design here at the high school, and then after school we have rehearsals and prepare for our shows. We have a big season coming up, like I said, in just a couple weeks we're having an arts showcase. The choir will be singing in the cafeteria at 6:30. The band will perform their halftime show at 7 p.m. in the theater, and then at 7:15, the theater students are performing a dark theater showcase. So Halloween is the theme, and we are going to be performing some numbers that we have never performed before and put them together in a showcase.
That gives folks an opportunity who don't know a lot about your program to come and get a capsule.
Absolutely, and get to see just how many students we have at the high school that are in the performing arts. People don't always realize how many students we have that are singing, dancing, playing instruments, acting, making props, making sets. There are so many students involved in the arts here at our school, and we are so lucky to have so many amazing, talented students that are putting in effort every single day to bring the arts to our community.
After the showcase, first production really of the season is going to be with the middle schoolers, elementary and middle schoolers.
Yes, Amanda Carter and Sarah Hamilton are directing Newsies, and Newsies has middle school students and elementary students, and our high school students are building the set and doing the costumes and helping the students a little bit on Fridays, which is awesome. It gives our high school students the chance to be leaders and to help younger students with their skills. And so they're volunteering for that. And that is on November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Performing Arts Center.
And there will be tickets for that, or will it just be open?
Yes. Okay. Yes, there are tickets for sale online, and also you can buy tickets at the door. Our website is rcshstheater.com, or again, you can just pay at the door.
It's a play in December, right?
Yes. The Man Who Came to Dinner is a really popular Broadway play, and it is a Christmas play about a man who comes to dinner, and he stays a little longer than the guests would prefer for him to stay. And that is December 7th and 8th at 7 p.m. and December 9th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And those are high school students in that play.
How many students are involved total, and how many are involved in the actual play itself, as actors?
We have a cast of about 15, and we have students that work in the sound booth, and we have students that work backstage.
I know we're going to talk about the musical in a minute, but when you have, you know, here in the first semester, you usually have a play, and that they can learn anything and everything about theater in working with those two productions.
Absolutely. We try to make our season very different in that we want students to learn as many skills as they can while they are with us. We want them to learn the importance of acting and collaboration with a straight play, and then also the many skills that it takes to put on a musical, with the singing and the dancing and the music and the acting all put into one. And all of these students that are actors are also doing other things. They are costuming, they're making props, they're working behind the scenes. They do it all. And so our program allows them to learn all of the different aspects of theater. So if they decide to major in theater when they go to college, they have had their hand in all of the different parts of production.
Spring production this year is Hello, Dolly. You mentioned Bette Midler. It seemed like I have a recollection of Carol Channing probably being in that from the earlier production, and that's going to be something special. They always are in the musical, but that's truly going to be special.
Yes, we are so excited to bring Hello, Dolly to Moorhead, and we hope for a really big crowd. We were blown away with the amount of people that came to see Into the Woods, and it was an amazing show last year, and we wanted to bring out another big show, and we know that we have the kids to do it, and we know their talents, and Mr. Hamilton and I believe in them, and we know what they can do, and so we are super excited to do Hello Dolly. And it's a comedy. It's so funny. So we know that our audience is going to love it.
How much does it cost to get the rights to do that play? And I think folks are going to be really surprised.
Yes. Hello Dolly, just the rights alone are around $2,000. And then we also purchased music, which is also another $2,000. We do buy the material to make costumes. We do buy a lot of things at Goodwill and different things like that, and we work really closely with MSU. Heather Fannin, who graduated from Round County Senior High School, is at MSU, and she works in the costume shop, and she helps us with costuming. But it costs a lot of money to purchase these big name shows, and we know that they're the right shows for us, and through our community partners like the Optimist Club and Moorhead Wood Products, we have been able to continually put on these big shows for our community and our kids through those community partners.
That's Kayla Stafford, in charge of the Round County Senior High School Drama Department, talking about this 2023-24 season. I'm Randy Stacy, and we'll be back with more at halftime here on WIVY. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Winter Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
halftime is going to run a little long, and I'm not sure how that's going to set with the officials, but we had a couple of student productions, including the band, so far, and we should be into the 3 minutes of actual warm-up time, and that has not started yet. We are, again, at halftime with Boyd County leading 14-0 over Round County, and they will get the football. The Lions will get the football as we go back to the second half. Again, 14-0, Boyd County at the half. We'll be back in a moment here on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree Cards, Yankee Candles, Leaded Crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Jared Gregg Preston, the announcer for the Boyd County stream, came to him and asked me if I had the time of possession in the first half, and I hadn't worried about it because I didn't really think about it. I went back and ran the drives. 17:56 for Round County possession, 6:04 for Boyd County, but Boyd County just took the ball and took it in and scored when they had it.
Some scores from around the area. Approaching halftime, Fairview 36, Phelps 14. Close one up in Greenup County, Johnson Central 21, Greenup County 13. Quite the opposite down in Pikeville tonight. Pikeville leading Paintsville, already a running clock, 39-0. Pikeville leading Paintsville as they are making a statement early. Raceland held Paris scoreless in the first half, leading 14-0 there. And East Carter at the half, already a running clock there over Lewis County, 38-0 as well. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Morehead State at Valparaiso. Jason Blanton and
Chuck Mraz will have the call here on WIVY about a half hour before the game. They will go on for the pregame. University of Kentucky hosting Missouri. A game, an evening game on the SEC Network. Louisville playing as well. We looked and saw who they were playing.
Bengals 1 o'clock on Sunday against the Seahawks.
Louisville was playing at Pitt on the CW tomorrow and just got a text from Shane Ramey. There may be a delay penalty here. So we're going to see if there is. Shane Ramey, good personal friend and also an official himself.
Well, you and I talked, and I mean, there was no question that there could be.
I mean, we're a good 6 minutes past when this half should have started.
Yeah.
Easily. Josh Drake will kick off, 14-0, Boyd County leading Round County. And we've still got the drum crew marching on the track.
Actually, they're not going to, it was probably within the realm of possibility, but it doesn't look like they're going to mark a penalty.
And Josh Drake has laid this football on the ground. He has not teed it up. So it looks like we're going to see an onside kick attempt of some sort. Boyd County is now going to move up a few upbacks forward to have a makeshift hands team. Round County, all black uniforms, dark green helmets with white trim on those jerseys with dark green lettering and numerals, all white with red helmets and red lettering and numerals for Boyd County. As we have a clock winding down, 20 seconds. Until it hits zero. Wayne Hughes, our referee. As Josh Drake gets set to kick this one away. Again, it is just laying on the ground, and Drake just toe pokes it up the field, and it's going to be smothered at the 35-yard line by Hunter Hedrick.
Ball is covered by number 26, Hunter Hedrick.
So first and 10, Boyd County from their own 35. And a 10-yard run and a 73-yard run, the two touchdowns. And Boyd County and quarterback Red Hobrook will start first and 10. Where's NASCAR at this weekend, Randy? I know they're winding down their season. I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Well, I can let you know that the Boyd County coach did say not to worry about the penalty, and kind of like I expected, one of those penalties to where if the Boyd County coach kind of pushed it, they may be able to get that 15-yard penalty, but he passes it up. Hobrook, snap in the shotgun, quick dump out in the on the right side to Garrett Crum, and a gain of 5. They are at Las Vegas. That's where NASCAR is.
Second and 4 for the Lions.
41-yard line right hash. Second and 4. Really cool sports moment today. Lexi Thompson, a LPGA Tour player, missed a 6-foot putt on her final hole today to just barely miss the cut by one shot. And it was a PGA Tour event. Third woman in history to shoot a sub-70 round on the PGA Tour. Michelle Wee, the other one, as Hobrook is going to throw an interception. It went through the hands of Crum, intercepted by Watson. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Round County. Picked that off right around midfield as Hobrook went through it, right through the hands of Crum, right behind Crum, set Watson, and Watson takes it to the house. And Boyd County looks shell-shocked. The receiver, Garrett Crum, just stood at the 50-yard line for a good 20 seconds as that one, a perfect pass right through his hands, maybe just a touch high, if anything, as Round County will go on for the extra point. It is going to be Ty Lowe who will attempt the extra point. Lowe, 5'7", junior. I saw Lowe kicking pregame. I saw him make two and miss one. Good snap, kick up, and the kick is no good. 14-6, Round County strikes first on the pick six by Deshaun Watson. And we'll just keep it right here as Round County trails by 8. Boyd County
will receive here in just a moment. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Sales introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and a price that is easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. So Drake will be set to kick off. Wow. May need to turn that bad boy on there, Randy.
Well, I had to sneeze, so I thought I'd turn it down there for just a minute.
That's kind of you. Josh Drake is going to set it down on the ground. Parallel with the line. As Drake from our right to left is going to send this one a toe poke down the field past the 20. And that's going to be picked up by Hobrook at the 18. Hobrook is at the 25, staying in play. And Hobrook is going to stay in bounds across the 50, 40, 30, 20. There's a flag. 10-5 touchdown Hobrook. And it's coming back. Kelly Ford's already signaling to his team to head on back as the flags sit at the 31 and 32-yard line. How did Hobrook not step out of bounds? Looked like he stepped out of bounds at the 30, but he did somehow keep it in play. And there are flags on the other side of the field too, Randy. So we may have two separate penalties on this play. One's going to be a hold. We'll see what the second is. And Lane Hughes looks at Kelly Ford, and Kelly Ford says, "We'll accept." It's going to be a block in the back that will be declined. And, wow, that's a huge one, Randy. That is a personal foul, illegal blindside block against Boyd County. Oh, boy. So that takes what was a touchdown on the return, and this could be back inside the 15. We'll have to see where they spot it. It's 15 yards from the spot of the foul. And Justin Royster, also a softball umpire.
And a white hat sometimes with the football crew.
Absolutely. He will set it down at the 16. So Boyd County, if you want to look at it this way, that is an 84-yard penalty and 6 points, if you want to look at it that way. Obviously, just a 15-yard penalty, but Hobrook, he was set to score. In the backfield with him is Cameron Collins, receiver each way and a tight end. Collins will take the handoff, runs off right tackle, and gains a few on the tackle for Round County. Sporting 50. Who'd we say was sporting 50
Lane
today?
Pelfrey.
Lane Pelfrey.
He's been wearing 42, now he's back to 50.
Not like I could see it anyways with these jerseys. Again, dark green numbers on black jerseys for Round County. Gain of 3, second down and 6. Gain of 4, excuse me. Two receivers left, one right. Snap, Hobrook, handoff to Collins, running around the left edge. He's going to be tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Textbook play there by Josh Drake. Drake with a couple sharp plays as Boyd County leads 14-6, 10:30 left here in quarter number 3. Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy, happy to have you all along here on WIBY. WIBY, you can catch the Vikings, you can catch the Reds, you can catch the Wildcats. Actually, excuse me, the Eagles. Wildcats over on 97.7. Sister station of us. Third down, 8 to go. From inside their own 20, Hobrook back to pass. Goes deep over the middle of the field, and it's going to be complete. Caught by Hicks at the 45, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, and he's going to win the race to the end zone. Cole Hicks catches an absolute dime over the middle of the field by Hobrook, caught at midfield. That pass a good 30, 32 yards in the air. And put 6 on the board, 20-6, under 10 minutes now left third quarter. Prettiest pass I've seen all year, Randy, by far.
82 yards.
Once Hicks got that spacing, that pass over the middle was led perfectly. And Boyd on for the extra point. It is going to be Maverick Boyd knocking it through the uprights. 21-6, third quarter. as we have a flag after the play. And we'll go ahead and take the break. That looks like that's going to be an unsportsmanlike. Back in 60 seconds.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Unsportsmanlike penalty called on Round County, so Boyd County will punt from the Round County 45-yard line on the 15-yard penalty. 21-6, Boyd County leading. And when you trail by a couple scores, Randy, the last thing you want to do is get 15 more yards, especially on a kickoff.
They had gotten away from that. They used to be really worried about these kids getting these unsportsmanlike. And it had been a while.
Boyd kicks it. Onside kick that's going to go 20 yards. Not really a good attempt as it's going to be picked up by Round County's Chris Cross across the 30 to the 40. And he's still on his feet across midfield to the 47 of Boyd County. But flags everywhere. There's a flag at the 32. That onside a kick was that may be the hardest onside attempt kick I've seen, as he just hit that way too hard. And Chris Cross was able to field it and get a good run, but we'll see what the penalty is.
I think it's an illegal crackback or whatever.
An illegal blindside block. This time it's against Round County. I've called games for Moorhead and Round County going on a few years now, and hadn't seen an illegal blindside block in many, many weeks, and have seen now three in the last two. Obviously a play that...
Emphasis, they don't want to see kids get hurt.
I'm not saying it's malicious when I word it like this, but it's one of the dirtier plays you can make in football. That'll back it down to the 13-yard line, their own 13-yard line, Round County first and 10. Norton in the shotgun will take the snap, hand off to Judd, reverse to Richardson. Richardson cuts back left at the 10, wrapped up shy of the 15, and he maybe have gained a yard on the play. Getting up celebrating is Dakota Thompson.
No gain on the play. We got second and 10.
And they're going to say no gain, second and 10.
Looks like it got marked at the 14, so okay. Because it's right back on the 14 again.
So second down, 9 or 10, depending how you want to look at it.
Yeah, it's got in between 2 yard markers.
And Round County in no hurry breaking out of the huddle. 9 minutes left in the third quarter, 21-6, Boyd County leading. Second down snap to Judd. It's a direct snap, and he runs right up the middle to 19-yard line. Third down and medium upcoming. Just heard him mention someone in the parking lot left their lights on. It reminds me of, I don't know if it was you telling me the story or someone else with MSU went to Eastern Illinois 1 year, and they got on the announcement and said, if you're driving the tan Camry, license plate, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, your car is on fire in the parking lot, please go see the police in the tunnel.
Ooh,
yeah. But if you are driving the white Chevy out in the parking lot here and you're tuned in the stands, you do need to go turn your lights off. Third down and 4. Beast package. And we're going to have a flag offsides. First down, Round County. Offsides, Boyd County, they gift a first down. Round County will take it, new set of chains.
Indication is offsides against the line. 5-yard penalty. Well, the results and a first down, Vikings.
So first down from the 24. Norden goes over into receiver position on that right side as JT Judd is set to take the direct snap. He does, running off left tackle this time, and gains one, maybe two, before he's dragged down by a host of Lions. Gains a couple.
Gains a three on the play. Second and seven.
Renovations coming here to Paul Ousley Stadium in Viking Field. One being the press box. I don't think they're going to add an elevator for us, are they?
No.
Second and seven. Norden takes the snap, rolling out, dumps it off to Richardson. Richardson reels it in across the 30, where he's pushed down at the 32. Third down and short upcoming. Good play there by Richardson, who dropped maybe a touchdown earlier.
Third and two from their own 32-yard line.
From their own 32. Approaching 7 minutes left in this one. We'll be in that beast package. Norden in a receiver position out left this time. Judd will get the direct snap. Third down. Judd goes right, extends out past the 35, and gets a new set of chains.
Out to the 35-yard line. Oh, actually started at the 36. And that game is good for a first down, Vikings.
At the 36, first and 10.
First and 10, Vikings, from the 36-yard line.
At their 36, right hash. Approaching midway through quarter number three. Four Vikings in the backfield, and we're going to have another offside.
Round County moved.
They did? Okay. Hedrick definitely got across the line of scrimmage. Boyd County's pointing towards the Vikings, and the Vikings are going to back it up as Lane Hughes signals false start.
The 5-yard penalty remains first down. The first and 15 from the 31.
It's either the right tackle or a tight end who may have been set up on that side. Started leaning.
First down, 15 to go. Judd takes the snap, and Judd is going to evade a tackler in the backfield and somehow get back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 15. Awesome news for Morehead State. Former Morehead State golfer Josh Teeter, as he earned his PGA Tour card back this past weekend. So you will see him back on the PGA Tour moving forward. 44 years old, I believe.
44. And he wasn't the youngest, oldest rather. There was two guys older than him.
That's such a cool story. And also the Cootie brothers, Parker and Precision, two brothers both making the PGA Tour together. I don't know what's cooler, that or the Kelsey brothers. Well, I guess with the Kelsey brothers right now, given what's going on, it's pretty interesting. But second and 15, Round County, snap to Norden. He'll pitch it to Judd, and he's ripped in the backfield, ripped down by Jackson Hogston. I mentioned his name a couple times, and that's going to bring up third down and roughly 20 or so.
19,
yeah.
Third and 19.
So you do know that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are together? Did you know that?
Yeah, yes.
She's been going to some of the games. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. It's just set with his mom. Yeah.
And she has a movie out right now, too, so.
I didn't know that.
Okay. I figured you'd already had tickets.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You're not a Swifty? Third and 19, Round County, trailing 21-6, 4:45, third quarter. Norton in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one left. Norton will take the snap, dumps it off in the right to Drake, and he pitches it off to Judd. And Judd's going to be tackled past the 40-yard line, shy of the first down marker at the 45. It was a pass in the flat to Drake, and Judd, from a running back position, rolled out to the right side, and Drake dumped it off to him on a pitch. Design play for sure.
It's picked up 18, but one left, and they're going to go for it.
Fourth and one from their own 45.
From the 45.
And with 4.5 left in this quarter, they will go for it. Morehead State had a similar play like that. Carter Cravens on the sideline pitched it like that to a player for a few extra yards. Fourth and one under center goes Judd, and Judd is going to push forward, and Boyd County acting like they stopped him, but the spot from the official on the far sideline shows that he has it.
Ball marked near the first down marker.
I thought it wasn't even close, and he was going to have the first down. That's going to be a first down round county. And they're going to measure, but I can tell you he has the first down. I'm getting blasted for the Taylor Swift talk, former Round County football player and former coach, and my colleague for ESPN Plus for Morehead State says he can't even listen to high school football without Taylor Swift talk anymore. So times are tough. And it's going to be a first down Round County from their own 46 with 4:27 left in the third quarter.
I'm sorry. I hope that's right. You can't. Sometimes those change when they come in from the.
That'll be a first down. Lane Hughes signals the first down.
Well, since he signaled it already once, I hope he made sure that the ball was put in the right place.
So a new set of chains.
So you're going to ask Hunter, is he not a Swiftie or whatever like that?
I cannot answer that for 100% fact. Having been around Hunter for a few years now, I would say not. From their own 46, Judd takes a direct snap, runs right up the middle, has it across midfield, and a good chunk on first down, a gain of 7.
Down to the
second down and 4. So a gain of 6 on the play.
From the 48.
Jogging on late, Braxton Smith. As Norton will jog on with the play under 4 minutes, 21-6, Round County trailing Boyd County, but Round County driving.
All right, kind of concerned about that because he's the backup center.
Second and 4, ball just into Boyd County territory. Snap to Norton from the shotgun, passes it down the field, passes caught by Owen at the 20, 10, 5, Madden Owen, touchdown. There's no laundry on the field, and Norton with a heck of a pass, 48-yard touchdown to Madden Owen. Owen used his size there as Norton, who has overthrown him a few times, put that one right on the money. 48 yards, the touchdown pass, and Round County should go for 2 here. And I guess you don't have to, an extra point and go for it for 2 on the next attempt, but the extra point attempts have not been the prettiest of late, so maybe you just go for 2 now, and if you go score again and go for 2 again, you can maybe take a one-point lead, but the defense is going to have to get a stop. And first off, you're going to have to get this two-point conversion. So they will go for 2. Norton in the shotgun with Judd off his right hip. Two tight ends kind of flanked out right with a receiver right. The snap and the pitch to Judd. Judd running to the right, cuts back to the left, and he's well short. Tackled at the 6-yard line. He's a little slow to get up, but he was swarmed by the Lions. Leading the charge was Eric Gurman. So 21-12, 3:21 left here in the third quarter. We'll just keep it right here.
12 plays, 86 yards, 6 minutes and 37 seconds.
Evan Ferguson, the coach for Boyd County. And Boyd County can get into the playoffs with a win here today. And this crowd, no doubt, having to stick around. Some people saw this game a little bit lopsided in favor of Boyd County. They were unanimous picks from what I saw in the Independent. Reminder, thanks to all of our sponsors for making Viking Athletics possible here on WIBY. Don't just thank those sponsors and realize who those sponsors are. Use those sponsors. Go to their businesses and let them know you appreciate their support of Round County Athletics, because that's what gets Round County Athletics here on the air and keeps the lights on, literally. Drake will kick off, moving from our right to left, and he just sets this one down on the ground again. Doesn't tee it up as he sets it on his side. Drake just toe pokes this one down the field. It's going to hit at the 25, picked up at the 19-yard line. Across the 30, hit at the 35, and then the 38-yard line. That is Caleb Kelly in an absolute wallop of a hit there. And that is going to be Cameron Cross just absolutely crushing the Boyd County Lion, Kelly. And it'll be first and 10 Boyd County from just inside their own 40. So the Round County defense being challenged by this coaching staff here. First and 10 from their own 40 is where they put it. I said just inside the 40, and they did stick it right on there. And it will be Holbrook in the shotgun. Off his right hip will be Collins. A couple tight ends and two receivers left. Ball on the right hash. Holbrook will take it and hand off to Collins.
That's a block in the back. I'm sorry.
Collins is tackled at the line of scrimmage.
I'm sorry, but that was so obvious.
Call you Dave Latham here in a minute if you keep that up.
Hey,
Dave Latham is the color commentator for the Bengals under with Dan Horn, and this is going to be a block in the back, so the referee will back it up. He is so knowledgeable about football. Pre-game, halftime, and post-game, he's one of my favorite people to listen talk about the game. But he yells and screams in the middle of plays while Dan is trying to do the play-by-play. The fact that Dan Horn has not reached over and slapped him in between a play is amazing to me.
We just don't know that that happened.
Exactly. I mean, he will yell, scream, grunt, call what's happened. First and 10, Boyd County from their own 30. They hand off. This is not Collins. This is going to be a different running back. Looks like Mason Moore. And we're going to have flags everywhere. My goodness. And that was actually Dakota Thompson on the run. He gets up and shoves his teammate, Taryn Tackett. So we've got friendly fire here from Boyd County. And this is looks like it's going to be an unsportsmanlike against Boyd County. No, Round County. And Boyd County, they're going to offset. So we'll wait for the ball to be spotted, and it is at the 36, second and 14.
14, ball on the 36-yard line.
Midfield is the first down marker as Boyd County at their own 36. Two receivers, one each direction, and a tight end right. Holbrook will take the snap, fake the handoff, pass in the flat, and it is going to be complete. That is to Hicks, and Hicks steps out of bounds right at midfield, the first down marker. And the Round County coaching staff thought that Hicks stepped out well short of the first down marker, but the officials not saying he did. And that's going to be a first down from midfield for Boyd County. They lead 21-12, 2.5 third quarter.
First and 10, Lions, ball on the 50-yard line.
Holbrook will be in the shotgun. He's been in the shotgun all game long. And has had Collins off his right hip or left hip just about every play. As Holbrook will take the snap, goes deep down the sideline, and it is going to be caught, reeled in by Crum at the 20, 10-5 touchdown. Garrett Crum over top of Deshaun Watson on the coverage. down that far sideline, just past the end of the Boyd County bench at the 20. Crum reels it in. 27-12.
They ran a couple blitzes on that, and when they didn't get there, that made it really hard for a cornerback out on an island to make the play.
Maverick Boyd on for the extra point. Kick up. Kick is through the uprights and good. 28-12, 2:21, third quarter here on WIVY.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Boyd on to kick this one off for Boyd County. And Watson will return that one from the 3. Has it across the 10, 15. Watson is going to be tripped up and stay on his feet across the 20 as flags come in, as he was finally drugged down at the end by John Jackson. We'll see what the flag is, as Round County trails 28-12, 2:12 left in this third quarter. Homecoming right around the corner for Morehead State. Butler will be coming to town here in a few weeks. As this will be a personal foul, another illegal blonde side block. Oh, my goodness. 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So back Round County up, as they will start inside their own 10-yard line, maybe?
It's like the 11.
11, right at the 11.
Half the distance to the goal was just against the Vikings. Ball placed at the 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Vikings.
So first and 10 from their own 11, Round County's Judd. Snap goes over his head. Judd is going to pick it up and fall on it. And that's going to be a safety.
That goes over the head.
30-12, 2:07 left. First safety we've seen this year, as that snap just simply went over the head of Judd. And Boyd County puts two more on the board with 2:07 left here in the third. Some sad news out of Morehead State today, as it was announced that James Buford Kreger, former captain of the Morehead State football team, later served as the Dean of Students, passed away. Condolences to his family. I know, obviously, the Kreger Room on campus is named after him. And, Randy, you know him, obviously, and knew more about him than I did. Quite a true legend for Morehead State.
Sons Kyle and Kip. Kyle played a little baseball.
Graduated from Prestonsburg down in Floyd County.
I don't remember all the details, but I can tell you that his son Kyle was close into some of the things going on 9/11. He worked in that area, like that.
Well, he's going to be a burial at Lee Cemetery coming up this Sunday up off campus. So condolences to the Kreger family. So Morehead State will free kick this one from the 20 after the safety. And this will be fielded by Hicks at his own 40. Hicks across midfield, cuts back to the 45-40, down to the 35-yard line. As he will be drugged down, and Boyd County will have it first and 10 with really good field position.
35-yard line.
Josh Drake gets up and said, "The guy was laying on top of me. How was that not a block in the back?"
So 36-yard line, first and 10 for Boyd County, leading 30-12. 2 minutes left in this one. Holbrook will come out and be in the shotgun. Thompson off his left hip. Not Collins this time. Let's see if Boyd County goes deep first play. They will not. They will hand it off to Thompson, who goes nowhere. Wrapped up by three Vikings there.
Number 44, Will Richardson, number 50, Dominic Justice on the stop for the Vikings.
So no gain. Second and 10 from the Round County 36. Snap and the handoff by Holbrook to Collins, running around the right edge, has a 35-30 at the 25. He'll be pushed out of bounds, and that's really close to a first down marker.
It's going to come back.
Crisscross on the tackle, flag on the play, and you heard Randy.
Lane Pelfrey. Oh, that's Dominic Justice. Now, if this is...
And it's not going to be on Round County. There is a Boyd County player absolutely running his mouth. That's Nate Manning, and the umpire was having none of it, and... Manning is going to have to jog to the sideline. He's going to get a word from his coach. So we may have two penalties. Holding on Boyd County, that will be 10 yards, and then there's going to be a personal foul and sportsmanlike against Boyd County. So this is going to be some math that's going to have to take place. It depends where the holding was. They'll mark that off, and then they'll tack off another 15.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against Boyd County. The additional 15 yards on the play, on the penalty.
So the holding takes it to the 46. We'll wait until Justin Royster gets done pacing this one off, and that'll put it at the 39-yard line of Boyd County.
So they did the 25 yards. They got that pretty good.
The penalty is this. Second and 35. Ball on the
so
Boyd
second
County,
and 35. Holy cow. Round County desperately looking for points. A turnover here would be ideal. Clock rolling, minute 15. Little confusion on the defensive line as they're still moving around as Holbrook will take the snap, fake the handoff. Quick dump off to Collins in the flat, and Collins is going to shred a tackler and be pushed out of bounds with a flag coming in late by the referee, Lane Hughes. And we've got more chippiness. This time it's from Boyd County's Leland Huff. And Leland Huff just gets straight up confronted by Dakota Thompson, yanks his face mask around. That's the third time we've seen pushing and shoving from the Boyd County players amongst themselves. And the officials are chatting. Lane Hughes will step forward. We're going to have a block in the back against Boyd County and a dead ball personal foul against Round County. So they'll pace off the block in the back, and then they'll pace off the penalty for Round County. So it looks like this may be a net 5-yard gain, roughly, for Boyd County. And Kelly Ford is livid. And there is absolutely something going on in the stands here. We have fans for Boyd County being asked to leave, and there are police officers sprinting towards the Boyd County section, and we're going to have a timeout. They need to get this situated.
Third and 24.
We've got police in the stands. We've got fans yelling at other fans, people pointing.
Ground County Senior High School would like to ask all fans, please remain in your seats.
Doug Binion is now getting on the PA saying, please remain in your seats. This could get hostile quickly. 30-12, 101 left third quarter, and we've got parents from both sets of teams being asked to leave. And Jackson Baker, one of the assistant ADs, is down here with one of the Kentucky State policemen. I also see Sheriff's Deputy Skaggs there as well. Randy Wallace is getting involved, and there's going to be a delay in the game. This needs to get sorted out immediately. And the situation here has gotten from a little chippiness onto the field to just strictly way too far up in the stands.
So the ball's at the 49.
Oh, yeah, there's a football game going on.
Yeah.
It's going to be second down and really long.
25,
I think. 25. As Jackson Baker and company still trying to sort this out. Back to action, second and 25. Hobrook fakes the snap. Back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Runs right up the middle in between the hash marks. Gets out to the 45, 40. Around the edge, 30. To the 25, he's on his feet. Cuts back at the 10. Hobrook inside the 10. Wrapped up and at the 5. And a huge, huge gain inside the 10. And Round County has an injured player back at the 45. And the ball is going to be spotted at the 5. Hobrook could have been tackled 4, 5, maybe 6 times on that play as Round County's training staff makes their way out to the field. And one of the Boyd County parents being asked to leave is in an argument with Sheriff's Deputy Skaggs, and I can tell you right now, Randy, who's going to win that argument in the long run. That's going to be Deputy Skaggs. So first and goal from the 5. Boyd County will have it 30-12. And yet again, Randy, we see it way too often from Pee Wee football all the way up through the high school ranks. Parents taking things way, way too far. It's just a game at the end of the day, and these are kids. 30-12, 44 seconds left, third quarter. Boyd County with it, first and goal from the 5. Hobrook in the shotgun has Thompson off his left hip and will call Thompson's number, and Thompson will follow 3 blockers in for the touchdown. 36-12. PAT attempt upcoming. Maverick Boyd will be on to attempt the extra point.
So who scored?
It would be number 11, Dakota Thompson, followed 2 blockers and an absolute pancake block by Marcus Lewis for Boyd County. He's going to be absolutely delighted when that play comes up in film. I didn't see who the Viking was, but he pushed him all the way back midway through the end zone as Boyd, left-footed kicker, will be on to attempt the extra point. With 40 seconds left, the kick is up and the kick is good. All Boyd County as they push their lead out further here, third quarter on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
37-12, 40 seconds left, third quarter. Maverick Boyd on to kick off for Boyd County. As Boyd sends this one away, and that's going to be a touchback. Boyd, when you look at his number, 6'1", 175, and a senior, would be very shocked if he didn't attempt to try to kick on Saturdays.
But he hasn't attempted a field goal.
That is correct.
That's hard to figure.
First and 10 Round County, trailing by a lot from their own 20. Things have calmed down in the stands. Looks like cooler heads have prevailed. Multiple parents, though, from both sets of teams. Well, they're getting an early exit. Snap and the handoff to Judd. Judd gets back to the original line of scrimmage and doesn't go much further than that. Gain of maybe a couple.
16-0 run for Boyd County. It was 21-12.
Two touchdowns and a safety. Gain of three, second and seven. As the third quarter, it's going to come to a close with Boyd County leading 37-12. Let's see, Round County, if they hurry, can maybe get a snap off. 5 seconds. Four. Norton will get the snap off. Norton will dump off pass to Judd in the flat, and he's tackled for a loss back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10. Boyd County in full control when we come back. Fourth quarter here on WIVY.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Third down and nine. Start of quarter number four, 37-12. Boyd County in full control here in this 4A District 6 matchup. Two receivers right, couple tight ends left. Norton will be in the backfield in the shotgun with Judd. Norton takes a shotgun snap, rolling out right, slings it down the field, trying to get it to Owen, and he's going to be pushed down as he tries to come back to catch it by Cameron Collins. And we're going to have pass interference called against Boyd County. No doubter. So third down and nine will turn into a new set of chains. 15-yard penalty.
15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
May be too little too late, though, Randy, for Round County.
Yeah, like I said, 16 straight points. It's going to be at 36.
So from the left hash, their own 36, first and 10 Round County. In the shotgun, Norton takes the snap. He'll roll out right again. This pass intercepted. Underthrown and intercepted by Boyd County's Alex Hedrick. Hedrick with the easy pick. Pick their throw just way too short. So Boyd County will start in Round County territory, first and 10. One game already final of interest. Pikeville 46, Paintsville 7.
Well, never guess that score. And I know Paintsville's not having a good year, but still, that's... that's a rivalry game. You don't expect to see that.
So from their round 42. Boyd County will start first and 10, leading 37-12, 11:48, fourth quarter. Two running backs, actually make that just one. Two receivers right in the open field, one left, and the snap to Hobrook. Hobrook, pass over in the right flat, is going to be complete for a 5-yard gain. Thompson gets the catch, gain of 5, Cross on the stop. Looks like Cameron Cross getting that tackle.
Gain of 5 on the play, it's second and 5. Ball on the 37-yard line.
At the 37, second down. Boyd County looking to eat some clock here. Hobrook, shotgun snap, and he's going to keep it and then pass it backwards, a lateral off to Hicks, and Hicks is going to have the first down down to the 20. As Hobrook ran past the line of scrimmage and then threw it backwards, obviously legal as a lateral to the near sideline to Hicks. And a little trickery gets the ball down inside the red zone.
Going to the 19-yard line.
19-yard line. So in the red zone go the Lions. In motion is Collins to the near side. They'll hand it off to Hedrick, who goes off right tackle, pushes down inside the 15 as a scrum of Vikings bring him down. Pushing him from behind was Tony Cundiff. No, scratch that. That was actually Brett Higginbotham. Richardson there on the tackle with a few others, like I mentioned. Second and 5.
Game of 5 on the play. Second and 5. Ball on the 19-yard line.
14-yard line, second down. They need to get inside the 10 for a first. In motion to the right side this time is Collins, and we're going to have a flag on the play. Looks like we're going to have an illegal procedure. That's what it'll be, and that'll back it up to the pretty much the original line of scrimmage for second and 10.
Second and 10 on the right.
Two receivers right, two left. Hedrick in the backfield with Hobrook, and he will get the handoff, and he will lose yards. He maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, but it does look like it'll go down as a half-yard loss. So third down upcoming, under 9:10 left. Make that rather 9:13 exactly, as we have a whistle on the play. Third down and long upcoming. Not sure what Lane Hughes whistled this one for. And unsportsmanlike conduct on Round County. So that's going to give a first down to Boyd County, and that's a heck of a gift. Boyd County is going to actually not get the first down. They're going to be 1 yard short. So third down and one. Final score, East Carter 38, Lewis County 6. Clock rolling, approaching 9 minutes left in this one, 37-12. In the shotgun is Hobrook, where he's been all night. Hedrick beside him. In motion goes Collins to the near side. Hobrook's going to pass it to the right sideline, and that's going to be a textbook pass, getting his feet down in the end zone. Marcus Brumfield. Another touchdown for Boyd County. And it was Brumfield on the touchdown reception for Boyd County. Brumfield at his third touchdown of the year, and he's now over 200 yards. Extra point upcoming for Boyd County by Marcus Boyd. Maverick Boyd, excuse me. Beg your pardon. And on the hold will be Red Hobrook, the quarterback, to make it 44-12. Kick up, and the kick is good. Boyd County is going to win this one, and we've got more pushing and shoving after this one, and we'll talk about it when we come back here on WIVY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Boyd County once again is going to kick off from the Round County 45, and they are in full control, 8:49 away from winning this one. They lead 44-12, and another personal foul on Round County, and I just hope this one doesn't get out of hand, Randy. At this point, we've seen fans escorted out by the police and sheriff's department. We've seen enough unsportsmanlike conducts for a whole season, as Maverick Boyd will send this one off, and that one may go through the uprights. It almost did. So a touchback. Let's take it to the 21st and 10 Round County. They'll start from there. Next weekend, Boyd County on the road at Lawrence County, and then they will host Pikeville on the 27th of October for their final game. Round County on the road their last two games at Greenham County and at West Carter. Round County still yet to break out of the huddle. And it will be Norton by himself in the backfield, as now Jackson Hamilton will join him in the backfield. Two receivers left, one right, and they will dump it off to Drake on the far sideline, and he just drops it. Just popped right out of the hands. We'll try it again with second down. Second down from the 20 after the touchback and the dropped pass under 9 minutes. 44-12. Two receivers right with Richardson right. Drake and can't see Owen as well going out left. As this is going to take a shotgun snap. Snap pass off to Hamilton. He gets just past the 20 where he'll be drugged down. Third and 8 upcoming.
Game 4 on the play. Third and 6 for the Vikings. Ball on the 26.
So third and 6. For Round County. Give a free plug here for the Gateway Helping Hands located in the Moorhead Plaza. They're having their 14th anniversary tomorrow, 11 to 4. Silent auction, bake sale, hot dogs, all kinds of stuff. Again, that's across the plaza there from the IGA at the Gateway Helping Hands. Shotgun snap to Norton. He's flushed out of the pocket, runs right up the middle, gets it across the 25, across the 30 to the 35. First down and more. Just shy of the 40-yard line where he will be drugged down. Move the chains for Round County.
Norton on the scramble. Brings the ball out to the.
And it is at the 38.
Result of the play, first down.
Also, I'm sure a lot of people in Moorhead will be attending the Dove's 30th anniversary gala presented by St. Clair Healthcare. That tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Conference Center. So a lot going on tomorrow outside of athletics in the Moorhead area. First and 10 from the 38, and we're going to have a whistle and a flag from the far sideline.
False start against the Lightning. 5-yard penalty remains first down.
Have you decided what you're going to dress up for Halloween yet, Randy? I know you don't have to, but I figured you might still try to find something.
I'm going to dress up as an old man.
First and 15. They have a bunch of Halloween stuff out at Walmart already, but I have a real problem with a quarter of the store already being Christmas stuff. I mean, come on. Let's at least have Halloween first. And everyone moved on the Round County sideline. This is one of those penalties where you could make the statement everyone but the center. So back it up another 5 yards.
Oh, yeah.
First and 20. Your thought, Randy?
No, I'll be celebrating Halloween in Cleveland, so that's, you know.
Keep Randy in your thoughts and prayers.
It's just a test. A
few more things going on up at the Cleveland Clinic. Shotgun snap to Norton. He's going to let it fly down the field near sideline over the head of Owen, past midfield, past about 5 yards over the head of Madden Owen.
He quit running. He wasn't sure what to do, I guess, but still about 5 yards ahead of him.
Second and 20. Round County with the football, trailing 44-12, 6:48, clock stopped after the incompletion.
Since I'm going to be in Cleveland, maybe I'll dress up as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Oh, gosh, I don't want you to get hurt. Come on now.
All these Steelers fans around, they can loan me some, you know.
I'm sure Tim Rhodes has something you could grab.
Yeah.
Second and 10. Rolling out to his right is going to be Norton, passed down the field, incomplete to Richardson, but he was hit way early. Christian DeBoard came in early, and we're going to have a pass interference on the play. It will not give a first down to Round County, though, with it being second and 20. And the flag is an illegal man downfield on Round County and also a pass interference, so the penalties offset.
So we'll go back to second and 20.
6:41, clock stop, 44-12.
Hope we make it home by midnight.
I don't have far to go. You really don't either.
No, I don't.
You're just going into town.
Yeah.
Two receivers left, tight end receiver right. Shotgun snap to Norton on second and 20. He'll sling it down the field towards the far sideline. Drake complete at the 40. Drake upended across the 45. And nice play to hold on to it there from Drake as he was hit hard and upended by Dakota Thompson. 1 yard shy of the first down marker. Maybe two. Looks like 2 yards shy.
I mean, it's just one.
Yep, just one. Yep, you're right.
Third and one for the Vikings.
Third down and one, no doubt, 4 down territory. Clock approaching 6 minutes and rolling. Snap to Norton, handoff to Hamilton. He gets the first down across midfield and pushed out of bounds just past the 50-yard line. Move the chains. Russell taking care of business over Bath County tonight, 38-8.
Ball on the...
It's not final, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it is final. What? I'm going to pat the Wildcats on the back. They played that to be a whole lot closer game than most people would have thought.
From the Boyd County 47, Norton shotgun snap on first down, pump fakes, and goes down the field, finds Owen inside the 20, Madden Owen down at the 17. Huge first down there, and by huge I mean on the pass play. Obviously, Round County really behind the eight ball and not going to be able to come back and win this one. And it is at the 17, first and 10. The Boyd County 17, Round County. First and 10. Hamilton in the backfield. He'll get the pitch from Norton. Running right across the 15 to the 10. Stays on his feet. 5, touchdown. Jackson Hamilton. Makes it 44-18, 440. Left here in this contest. And Round County looks like they will go for two here.
Phase one to attempt the extra point for the Vikings.
Nope, they're going to kick the extra point. Ty Lowe on to attempt the extra point. Norton on the hold. Good snap, good hold, kick up, and that kick is off the post. 44-18, 440
flag.
Oh, got a flag. Kicker get ran into, maybe?
I would think that was it. Personal foul. Roughing the kicker.
And we'll try it again.
That would go for two now.
Take it to the yard and a half. Out.
But looks like they're going to keep the...
After this is the goal,
try to attempt an extra point again. Norton on the hold, low on the kick. Snap is not a good snap. Somehow gets the hold down, and the kick just barely makes it over the line.
Extra point is no good.
Don't know about that play anymore, Randy. We may need to put that one in the bin. 44-18, 440, fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. Keep in mind, tomorrow more at State, 2 o'clock on the road to Valparaiso right here on WIVY. Missouri at Kentucky. That game can be heard on 97.7, 7:30 kickoff. Game can be seen on the SEC Network. Louisville in action as well in the evening against Pitt.
And we'll be at the downtown Healy Family McDonald's, 9 o'clock in the morning with Viking Sports Extra. Lots of different things we'll be talking about with guests.
I will say, Round County maybe not having the best night ever, but no matter how bad this night will be, it won't be as bad as the driver of the vehicle that drove into the big pool of concrete just off of 2nd Street yesterday. If you haven't had a chance to see that, go on Facebook. And I believe Jerry's Towing is the one who tweeted a picture of it and a few others as well. But there on the street between Sun Street and 2nd Street, there beside the radiation clinic, car drove into a big old batch of concrete, so no one's day will be as bad as that person's was yesterday. And if by some weird chance that person is tuned in, which I know they're not, I am sorry. But what in the world were you doing? Drake, little pooch kick that's going to go out of bounds. That's going to be a flag. 44-18 or score 440, and Boyd County will have great field position to start this drive.
So spot, and then 5 yards.
Take your word for it.
I saw him mark the spot and then mark off 5 yards.
There we go. So went out of bounds at the 41. They'll mark it off 5 to the 46. First and 10, Boyd County. And we will see how Evan Ferguson and his Lions elect to play this last 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Round County, a lot of new faces out there.
Senior night for the Vikings. I'm sure Coach Ford will have a word about that whenever we get a chance to speak with him after this game.
Grayson Smith, I believe, is the quarterback.
And false start for Boyd County. Christian DeBoer just jumped early. He had the wrong count. There's no doubt about it. Fleming County 36, West Carter 7. That a final. A lot of games in the area, Randy. Not really close. I've noticed that trend tonight. First and 15, ball back at the 41 for Boyd County. High snap, and the handoff goes to Green. That's the first time we mentioned Green's name as a new quarterback in, Marcus Brumfield, and Green runs it down for about a three-yard gain out to the 44. So second and 12, 44-18, 4:10, clock rolling here in the fourth quarter. High snap, pulled down by the quarterback Brumfield and handed off to the running back who goes nowhere, Green. That high snap really slowed down the play, and that's a loss. Make it third down and 15, 14 roughly. Take it back to the 42.
Loss of 3 on the play.
Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy, happy to have you all along. Is this game the exact opposite when it comes to time-wise as last week's game? Last week's game flew by as this snap goes to Brumfield, passes out in the flat. That is complete. Looks like Ellis on the reception out to midfield, and that'll bring up fourth down in a few. Still not for sure. He was on the catch. It was Jason Ellis. How about that eyesight calling that one in live action? Got that one right. And fourth down, five to go. Boyd County's looking to go for it under 3 minutes. And they can for sure milk the clock if they get this first down. Brumfield throws a pick. Oh, it's almost intercepted off the hands of Round County as the intended receiver was Kaysen Butler. And the player who got his hands on it was Nate Hale. Nate Hale, he may have had a pick six there if he reels that one in.
I think Nate's out for this game.
Well,
he broke a toe Monday night. But it could be somebody else wearing the jersey number.
Roster I have has 23 is Nate Hale, and that's all I can go by.
Yeah.
So first and 10 Round County from their own 49.
We just had Adams a part of the talk on, so maybe he did get in, but in the pregame show he was extremely doubtful or whatever.
Just past the top of the hour, you're listening to Viking Athletics right here on WIVY Moorhead, 96.3, as we have a timeout Round County, and we'll break as well. 44-18, final moments here in Moorhead.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Owen Monday, our engineer, back at the studio, doing a great job as always, making sure we get our sponsors' spots and interviews in the right places. As Watson in at quarterback, he'll take a direct snap, and Watson's going to lose yardage on first and 10 from the 49, tackled back near the 45 of Round County.
4 yard loss, second and 14, ball on the 45.
Deshaun Watson will play more in a Round County uniform. It'll just be on the hardwood. And Big Blue Madness went on tonight, Randy. Basketball season is pretty much here. See, I'm excited for Preston Spradlin and his squad this year. Woo! Second and 14. 2 minutes left. Watson Back to pass, looking, heaves it down the field and complete. Cameron Cross complete at the 40-yard line, down to the 35, 30, staying on his feet, 20, 10. Cameron Cross at the 5, down just shy of the goal line. And a flag on the play at the very end of it. But Cameron Cross caught it at the 40, cut back actually to about the 43, came backwards, and then went up that far sideline and made it all the way inside the 5. We'll have to see what the penalty is, as Lane Hughes is going to signal dead ball, personal foul against Boyd County. And so that will take it down to the 2-yard line. Actually, we're going to call that the 1. That's past the 2 at the 1-yard line. First and goal around County, clock under 2 minutes. Watson looked like Michael Vick out there holding that ball one-handed, kind of unprotected like we used to see Vick do running around. This time it looks like Josh Drake will get the direct snap, and it goes through his hands. Down to the 20-yard line, Boyd County is going to fall on it.
Recovered by Boyd County.
Boyd County has it recovered by Adrian Bertram, and Boyd County is going to come out onto the field and take a couple knees and get ready to head back to Canonsburg. Almost said Ashland. That would have been blasphemous.
You can get by with Canonsburg or Catlettsburg, but I wouldn't say Ashland.
I made a comment about Ashland earlier and then said, just kidding. And one of the Boyd County announcers said, well, you can be kidding, but I'm not. So that hatred is real. So Boyd County in a modified victory formation, not really under center, a couple yards back with a man behind him in case something goes awry. And after this game, I'm going to jog down to the sideline and chat with the head coach of Round County, Kelly Ford.
Had a couple folks to think about as far as the St. Clair Healthcare ranking player of the game. Certainly a real great effort by the freshman, J.T. Judd, but I'm going to go with Madison Owen as the...
Madden Owen. How can you forget that one? His name's Madden, and he's a heck of a football player. One more knee for Boyd County, and that'll do it. 44-18, your final. Boyd County's punched their ticket to the playoffs. As we'll send it back to the station and come back with some stats and interview with Coach Kelly Ford as Round County drops this one 44-18. Boyd County wins it back in just a moment.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, we had a scoreless first quarter, then Boyd County scored 14 in the second. It was 14-0 at the half. Round County came out and actually got it to 21-6, while Boyd County, 14-6 there early in the third quarter. And so at the end of three quarters, it was 37-12. Boyd County in the finals, 44-18. Each team scored one touchdown in the fourth quarter. Deshaun Watson got a 50-yard interception return for Round County with 11:44 to go in the third quarter, just starting that second half. But with Round County down by 8, Cole Hicks sort of turned the momentum back to the Boyd County Lions, caught an 82-yard pass from Red Holbrook with 9:58 to go in the third quarter, and it got to be 21-6. Round County came back to 21-12 on a 48-yard pass from Abram Norton to Madden Owen, and it still looked good for Round County at that time. But quickly, every time Round County did something good, Boyd County countered. Garrett Crum caught a 50-yard pass from Holbrook, and it was 28-12 still in that third quarter. And they went ahead and got a safety. Did Boyd County in the third quarter and got another touchdown. Dakota Thompson, a 5-yard run. That made it 37-12 at the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter touchdowns. Marcus Brumfield had a 10-yard pass from Holbrook. And for Round County, the last touchdown was a 17-yard run by Jackson Hamilton. And that's the way we got to this one. It was a pretty good performance by Round County. Then there was just a span in the third quarter when everything sort of went haywire out there. There was problems in the stands. There was problems on the field. And Round County, after getting close within a touchdown with one score on a couple occasions, just could not make it last. And Boyd County got 44-18. Round County will move on in district play, and will play at Greenup next week. I guess there is still an outside chance at playoffs for the Vikings, but that would require a win next week at Greenup County, and then some of the tie-breaking systems, whatever, we'd have to go through that. But that's the way it stands right now. We will be talking with Coach Kelly Ford here in just a moment. In fact, we're going to got to get in a little possession to do some signaling down to the field. And Jared will talk with Coach Ford. As they make their way over toward the bench, and let's join them.
Down here on the sideline with Coach Kelly Ford. And Coach Ford, a tough loss to district opponent Boyd County. In that first half, you really hung with Boyd County, 21-12 there at one point, and it just seemed like your team was maybe just that one play away in the first, really getting the momentum on their side going into halftime.
Well, it's been our story all year.
And we're so close. And, you know, you hope they come out and break through that and get over the hump. But, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot several times in the first half. I mean, we had some, and we just didn't finish drives. And it's tough on us. I mean, it's tough on us as a team. But, you know, if you keep getting down there in the red zone, we got to come away with points. And if we get one touchdown in the first half, it may change the whole dynamic of the game. But proud of the way my team played tonight. They came out and fought. They fought for these seniors tonight. And we'll keep grinding. I mean, that's what we'll do. We'll keep grinding.
We'll talk about your seniors here in just a minute. Talk a little bit about the last 2 weeks of the season. Greenup County and West Carter still got a lot to play for.
Oh, yeah, the season's not over. I mean, everybody's goal is getting the playoffs, and we still got a chance to get there. We let this one slip away tonight to kind of, you know, give us that dynamic of getting a 3 seed and head over to Mason County. But, you knock off Greenup, you may be a possible 4 seed and get you into Covington Cavs. So, still a lot to play for. I mean, our guys, they still grind. They come back to practice each and every day. Like I said, and we just got to, I mean, we still hadn't put a, I mean, it, by the way, we shoot ourselves in the foot, several times that, we had those drives. I mean, we just didn't finish.
Awesome. Well, Coach, what's the message to the seniors?
I love these guys, man. I love every last one of my seniors. I mean, these guys have been a grind for us, been a grind for the program. We really wanted to give them a good win here tonight. But, I mean, we felt wanted it. But, they come back and grind each and every day. And, I love those guys.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Jared Statham with Coach Kelly Ford. Again, we're going to wrap it up quickly here. It's been a long evening at the old ball field here. Again, we went back 14-0 at the half, and then the third quarter was sort of bizarre. Boyd County actually outscored Round County 23-12 in that one and built a lead that Round County could not come back on. The final score, 44-18. Again, the St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game, Madden Owen, and I want to thank the folks from Boyd County for their assistance. I also thank Owen Mundy on studio controls. Again, we'll be for Boyd County. They are now 4-4, overall 2-2 in the district. Round County 1-7 and 0-3. And again, Round County next week will be up in Lloyd, Kentucky, up on the river to take on the Greenup County Musketeers. That'll do it for our broadcast for tonight. We'll again leave you with the final score. Boyd County 44, Round County 18. For my partner, Jared Stacy, I'm Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County High School Football on the voice of the Vikings, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Niff, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Viking football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Now more 24/7 fun on WIVY.